won't listen to my words, then listen to my dancing feet.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Thank you. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, we're back. Thank you.
Wiggity, wiggity, whoa. Wiggity, wiggity, whoa, whoa, whoa. Wiggity, wiggity, whoa. Wiggity, wiggity, whoa, whoa. Wiggity, 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 whoa.
Pay that man his money.
What are you doing?
Nothing, just sitting in my room listening to records.
And why does this delight the Negro?
Folks, that's how we do it here on Don't Forget the Lyrics. We change lives.
And now,
Lisa May, I want to smurf you like you've never been smurfed before. And when you smurf, you're going to smurf my name so loud that everybody's going to go, oh, smurf. And then when it's time for me to smurf, I'm going to smurf on your smurfs. And then once you lift my smurf off your smurfs, and then next time you're going to say, oh, I want you to smurf me in the smurf. And then I'll smurf you in the smurf, and you're going to love it, baby.
Our feature presentation.
You ever hook up with that guy, Lisa? You ever get together? Because it sounds like he made a very generous offer to you.
He was too blue for me.
Hey now.
Come on.
Woohoo.
See, because Lisa May coming with the Smurf comedy.
Smurf comedy. Look at me.
That was a strong start. I almost feel like we should call it a week.
Let's be done for it, right?
Play no Bogart. Like, let's go.
That is like giving out the best picture Oscar in the first minute of the ceremony. Then you go, well, what the hell is the point of sticking around for that?
Yeah, go elsewhere, people. That's it. We peaked. I heard that Beyonce song, by the way, at the gym over the weekend. Every girl started busting up dancing.
Yeah.
I was like, damn you all. Yeah. And they actually said, can you turn that up?
That's See?
Funny. I know.
It's infectious.
Who knew?
You were sitting there just seething going,
I was.
That song sucks so bad. I hate it.
I know.
It.
Now it's blasting.
By the way, it is Monday. It is the 2nd of March. Bow, bow.
Touch it!
We are going to take your calls for Kevin Abeen's What to Do Nephew, the Monday edition. I love Mondays because new prize, you never know, could be awesome. Probably isn't, but it could be.
Do we know?
So call. I have not received my facts
yet. Oh, okay, so we really don't know.
We really don't know.
Brand new Kevin.
No, sorry,
okay.
Yeah, because we want people to call thinking today could be the new, you know, pro MacBook.
I understand that.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is.
That's what I'm saying.
He said new. I heard that,
yeah.
So who knows?
That's all I got out.
Yeah.
So 1-800-520-1067 is the telephone number for Kevin Abeen's What to Do Nephew, the Monday edition. We had such great calls on Friday. I fear that we peaked there, too. So
how was your weekend, everybody? Weekend.
Yeah, exactly. How was your weekend, Lisa?
Well, I was telling you off the air, I had a little bit of blood trouble.
Whoa. Whoa.
I love the Red Cross, but just take a note from me, people. And I love to give blood, but do not go to a Catholic church on a Sunday morning with an appointment to give blood, because everybody in the congregation apparently gets talked into also giving blood, and appointments go out the window, and all I'll say is I walked in and they gave me the number 90.
Oh.
90!
Yeah, that's...
As long as you think I waited longer.
Oh, man.
It was my whole day.
And that especially hurts because you're torn, because on the one hand... You feel like, hey, I'm volunteering for this.
Yes.
I don't have to be here, so they ought to be a little bit more effective with my time. But on the other hand, you think, how mad can I really get at people who are, you know, are basically trying to save the world by accepting blood so that they can, you know, save lives?
How
pissed can you be at those people?
Yes, you crystallized my thoughts for 3 hours exactly. It was a priest actually came into the room where I was waiting and prayed for us. That eventually we would be able to go give blood. It was sad.
Did you have your BlackBerry with you?
I did, and I did a lot of stuff. I got a lot of stuff done. Played
brick
with
breaker?
My BlackBerry.
You played Brick Breaker like I do?
Yeah, I did.
That's so weird that you said that.
Called my mom, had that, you know, weekend chat. So I did get a lot done. There was that.
Well, thank God for AT&T, right, Lisa?
Yeah, absolutely. Saved my life.
Well, I don't know what's going on with our phones. Ordinarily, we would like to go right to the calls, but we seem to be having trouble getting them or getting them on the air or something. But do keep trying at 1-800-520-1067. Mike, I thought of you this weekend when I heard about a new CBS reality show that is going to be called America's Strongest American.
Really?
Yes.
They mean that physically strongest?
Yes.
Oh,
It's a crazy strength competition.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
America's Strongest American. I don't know either of the people who are hosting, but Ben Bailey from Cash Cab and Michelle Merkin from Celebrity Drive-By are going to be hosting the program. But we'll have to find out some more information about that so you and your meathead friends can audition for that.
Yeah. Dude, there's going to be some beefy dudes.
Isn't that where they, like, have you pull cars and...
Well, yeah, the World's Strongest Man competition is... Yeah, that's exactly what it is. They test you in a bunch of different dynamic strength competitions, but... this sounds like they're just going to distill it down to Americans, because a lot of times the world's strongest man is from Norway, Poland,
right,
Germany.
Right. And yeah, that's true.
America's strongest American. So, all right, 5:35 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Let's take those phone calls, 1-800-520-1067. Call now, get on the air, get a prize, hit it, Steve.
We're sorry, you must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Oh, it's not the brand new Apple computer today, Mike. I'm sorry to say. We were so close.
What a shot.
In fact, it's a brand new Kevin and Bean What It Do Nephew t-shirt. That's what you get for calling us at 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Jen? Hey, wait a minute. You just walked in.
We haven't had What It Do t-shirts in a year and a half. How are we still giving them away?
We're not. We just say that.
All right.
We're not really getting
anything. I think they were probably cleaning out the prize closet, and they found like two under the floorboards in the back.
Could
something
be.
Like
yeah.
that.
That have been used to mop stuff up?
Sure. Uh-oh.
Exactly.
You can wash them.
Let's try Jen in Riverside on line one on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Jen, what's going on?
Good morning. What it do, nephew? Baby
what it do, Jen?
What's going on?
Good morning. Hey, you guys are talking about the giving blood. Do mm-hmm. they still say if you smoke pot, you can't get blood? Or
no, it's not on anything that I read that tells you if you do this or you do that, you can't get blood. There's nothing there about pot.
Because usually the reason I give is, well, I'm anemic, so, you know.
Oh, so you can't
do it. Yeah.
Okay, but you also want to smoke pot just in case?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Here's what I like. I like that people who need blood then get high. That's pretty cool.
Why not, right?
Added side benefit.
I think it's actually a big thumbs up for that.
Only if you're doing it at the church giveaway, though.
That's correct, yes.
Oh, there you go.
I don't provide it a lot of times.
I agree with Lisa. I don't think that is a restriction at all. I think you can toke up and then head on down, which maybe makes the time pass faster
sure.
if it's a slow day.
So
I definitely should have done that.
By the way, I remember the place where I go. Remember my girlfriend Marge, 90-year-old Marge, who hands out the juice and cookies? Last couple times I've been there on a Wednesday, I've not seen her, which concerns me.
Well, at that age, who knows?
I'm afraid. And I never got to hit that. I mean, I felt like I was really getting close, and now I feel like she's gone.
And you mean gone.
Wow, that's ugly. All right, let's go to Jose in Burbank. Good morning, Jose. Hello, Jose. Thank you for calling.
Jose hung up.
Jose is smoking a bong right now.
All right, let's go to Cody in Long Beach. Good morning, Cody.
How's it going?
Good.
Hey, Cody.
Did you guys see the Lakers choke yesterday?
I did see that. I happened to be watching that game.
What happened? I know what happened. Laker Nation is over!
Thank you, Clipper Daryl. Look, I think that if you gave the Lakers the opportunity at the start of the season to take 3 out of 4 from the Suns this year, I think they'd be happy with that. I mean, they weren't happy yesterday when they lost, but 3 out of 4 against the Suns this season is not too bad.
You're right, that's not too bad. But the Suns didn't even have Steve Nash. And
well, there was that.
And Shaq was on fire.
Yeah.
Shaq was on fire.
Hate to see that.
He probably, steps it up a notch when he's playing against the Lakers. It's just human nature, I guess.
Yeah. I suppose so. He's got his animosity with Cody. Or Kobe, so.
Or Cody. Either one. They're both good players. Let's go to Mike in Mission Viejo. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Hey, I'm a lot like Kevin. I like time it to the last second when I can leave the house and still get to work going 400 miles an hour.
Right.
And what is up with the, like, 4 people across the freeway all driving 65 miles an hour? Like a moving wall.
It does feel occasionally like they all know you're late and they're trying to block you.
Sure.
I mean, it's not that way, of course, but it sure feels that way.
When you're in a hurry, it absolutely does.
I don't mind.
They all just like line up and just be in one lane. They got to be across the whole freeway.
I don't mind the fact that they're going 65. I hate the people that are going 55 and 50. You just go. You can at least go the speed limit,
right.
At the very least.
Yeah, that's crazy.
At least.
So I.
But I also think the people that are going 65, which let's face it, is slow compared to most people on the freeway. If the conditions allow you to go that fast. They don't seem to be very aware of what's happening around them, and I don't think they realize that they're creating a wall across the freeway. Because they're not aware enough to see that somebody next to him or close to him is also going 65 in the next lane.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
People don't look around. That's one thing that you realize is that people are completely unaware of their surroundings.
They're in their
driving.
Own world.
But I hate to suggest to Mike, but I feel like I have to, is if you know that those people are going to be out there on the roads, maybe leave a couple of minutes earlier.
Oh, don't be crazy.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying.
Well, you are just saying. That's true.
All right,
let's try one more. Garrett is in Upland. He's on line 4 on the Kevin and Bean Show. This one sounds troubling, yet exciting at the same time. Hey, Garrett, go ahead.
Hey, what'd I do, nephew? What'd I do, Lisa?
What'd I do?
Did any of you mother efforts the hole in the wall last night?
I didn't know they were still playing that.
I didn't know either, and I was flipping around all bored, and I was watching it, and there were midgets, a team of midgets, and a team of females.
Whoa! It's time to face the hole.
Midgets versus she-males on Hole in the Wall?
Dude, you better believe it. The midgets are too small for the regular size holes, and the females are too big.
All right, we are still talking about the TV show now, right?
But I cannot stop laughing.
I think that's a repeat, but I'm not sure. But they did have the midgets one time before as well.
I just can't imagine that there was a casting call for, it's Fox, right? Fox Television?
Yeah.
I just can't imagine. Hey, if you're a she-male and you want to be part of an exciting physical game challenge show, contact Fox.
You have to talk like this.
That's hilarious. Was Khloe Kardashian on it? Was she a contestant?
You could say Adam Doubles were prominent.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Real quick, there was one great point in there. The midgets got knocked down the water and they started hugging and dry humping Brooke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a repeat. And and they did the right thing, right? She got down on her knees.
Oh! Really?
Which still put her head way too high. And and then they were like totally body hugging her to try and get her wet, which I thought was
fantastic.
Whoa! Nope, still talking about the game.
Okay, that's what I mean.
It was almost instinctive the way the guys bumped at each other.
Okay, that's. I don't think we.
All three of you filled the same. Congratulations!
Wow, that's not a party I'm at.
Airtight.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
Yes.
We have a major announcement for you at 7:15.
What?
Kind of a little something different than we've done.
Yeah, very different.
So very excited about that. We'll tell you all about that. You want to be a member of the street team to get more details.
I'm going to say it's one of the best things we've ever been a part of. That's what I'm going to go out on a limb and say.
I'm going to say we haven't done it yet.
But this isn't one of those lame-o things where we hype you up thinking it's going to be cool, and then you tune into the radio at 7:15, you go, oh. This is something you're going to go, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more of a than it is a oh. Yeah, that's true. We also have Jimmy Kimmel on the program today.
Yeah.
Love him. We have Harvey Levin on the program today.
Mm-hmm.
Harvey, by the way, is freaking Mike Wallace from 60 Minutes now. Do you see the banks giving the money back now, thanks to Harvey?
I know. He's out there. He's really.
Wow.
He's unbelievable right now.
Like fire.
Undercover investigator.
His job is Paris Hilton upskirts. How is he involved in the banking crisis?
By the way, Paris Hilton upskirts are playing Coachella.
I hear they're very good.
In case you missed it on Friday, Psycho Mike went to a maid cafe in, where was it?
Culver City.
Right around the corner.
And he went to try and have super hot chicks or super hot guys, either way, probably guys with him, feed him cake. Because that's one of the strangest things we've ever heard. So that's coming up today as well. And I don't know if you saw Celebrity Apprentice last night.
Oh, I didn't watch it. I taped it, though.
Joan Rivers is on that.
Yeah.
And her daughter, Melissa. But Joan is just the crypt keeper. She's just... She looks bad. She sounds bad. She is bad. There's nothing good about her.
And that's why we watch.
We'll give you some highlights of that coming up as well on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is back from vacation. He's got the showbiz beat neck.
Garmin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
God, he's back.
Hey, Ralph Garmin.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys did to show this be while I was gone.
All kinds of good stuff.
But we tried to kill it.
The reviews are in.
We tried to
don't
kill it.
Don't do that again. A couple quick reviews here. Ralph is not ever allowed to go on vacation ever again, ever, ever.
Okay.
I switched stations, but imagine my dismay when I returned only to find him still blabbering on. And lastly, my favorite from one emailer. So gratingly annoying, I pray someone rapes my skull to replace the sound.
Oh, wow.
So that was a good one.
We thought we were doing the right thing by giving up some of the showbiz beats that Kevin and I usually mangle each hour. So we had some guests doing it throughout the week. And I got to tell you, Miss Cleo was great. Alex was very entertaining. Mm. We had Token Black listener Anel come
Anel
in to do a couple
too.
Of times.
He, yeah. really
he did
good.
A fantastic job. I mean,
and these
I
are your
like,
opinions, which I respect.
I love
those emails are about Kevin and Bean, by the way.
I didn't put the names in. They are three separate emails from three different showbiz beats. But I just your opinion. Just may not necessarily reflect the kids.
Well, that's always the case.
Well, look, it's not going to be great no matter what. We're just trying to feed a different kind of crap.
Ah, I see.
We accept your praise.
All right. Well done. That's all I'm saying. Good
job. Welcome back is all we're saying.
Well, it's good to be back. I took an entire week off in the hopes that I would never have to say that Tyler Perry's Madea Goes to Jail was the number one movie in America. However, I didn't take enough time off, apparently.
Yeah. You need a year for that to...
Because once again, as we look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, Tyler Perry's Madea Goes to Jail, still the number one movie in America.
What?
It's the only weekend I could remember, the only time ever, actually, I can remember rooting for the Jonas Brothers. Come on, 3D concert experience, you can do it. But shabbily, they only showed up in the number two slot.
How much that make?
Jonas Brothers made $12.5 million.
Less than I would have thought.
Madea made 12.7, keeping it number one movie in America this week.
Basically, no one went.
No one went to the movies this weekend. No. Slumdog Millionaire did pretty well for itself, just a hair over $12 million, thanks to the Oscar buzz. It was number three. Then Taken, He's Just Not That Into You, Street Fighter, Paul Blart, Mall Cop, Coraline, Confessions of a Shopaholic, and Fired Up. Rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Not a stellar crop.
Not really.
Go to see Watchmen tonight, the premiere.
Oh, that's right.
Very
it's tonight.
Excited. Very
it opens
excited.
Friday, right?
It does, yeah.
All right.
So we'll have a lot to talk about.
Ralph, I was
movies.
Dominating the listeners when it came to Watchmen trivia last night.
I did not get to hear much of the Kevin and
dominating.
Bean show. However, the listeners were keeping me abreast of
destroyed
what was happening
them.
On the show.
We gave away no tickets.
Apparently, they don't think you are quite the Watchmen expert.
All right, I didn't dominate.
That I thought you were.
Yeah.
Hey, how's that comic book coming? You still getting through that? Okay?
Same place.
Page
15, yeah. Forever.
Kevin received the Watchmen comic book at Christmas. Is mm-hmm. still trying to crack it. Still trying to get through that book.
Kevin puts fortune cookies in his pocket to take home to finish reading because he doesn't have time at the restaurant.
You will get... I'm just going to have to finish this later.
Too many words.
Take a nap.
I am not a speedy reader.
You know all those rumors that Rihanna and Chris Brown are back together again, hanging out, patching up their differences?
Please tell me that's not true.
Please disregard those rumors.
Good.
Because it's the truth.
Oh, what?
They're not rumors. The couple is reunited, and as is so often the case in this world, Sean Diddy Combs is in the middle of something bad. He is hosting the couple at his mansion in Miami. They got together over the weekend and apparently are still there. And, you know, they're working out their differences.
So he offered them a place to try to patch things up?
Yeah, come vacation in Miami at my joint.
Well,
and
that's nice.
You kids can put all your troubles behind you.
This may not be a popular thing to say, but I don't think, as awful and heinous as it is, that it's for every person automatically a one strike and you're out forever.
I think there are
people who can be really, and that's fine, I respect that, but I'm saying that doesn't mean that he will ever hit a woman again. I don't know him, and I don't know enough about their situation, but apparently Rihanna does.
It was pretty brutal.
No, she doesn't know. She just is young and hopeful.
Maybe.
You know what? Not worth the chance.
No.
Not worth the
I
risk. Maybe being you're right. Maybe he won't hit her again.
Yep, that's
maybe
possible.
Maybe isn't good enough.
But he beat the crap out of her.
He's proven that he's capable of it once, and that is enough.
Yeah.
Because, he may never do it again. But any person who allows themselves... that lapse, I think is
bad news.
Is
yeah.
seriously damaged, and she
I
should
agree.
Go. She should go elsewhere. One website had photos of him. By the way, you know, it's one thing to get together and sit down and have a serious conversation. He was riding a one of those wave riders around Puff Daddy's home.
Mm-hmm.
One of the what are they called?
Jet skis.
Jet skis. Yeah, they have photos of him outside this weekend partying. You know. So it just doesn't strike me.
Doesn't seem sober and serious.
Yeah, like he's really working on himself as much as he is having a good time at P. Diddy's. The the photo, by the way, it was on PopEater.com, which is one of my favorite websites. the caption underneath the photo was, Chris Brown pummels the waves You know?
Dear God.
As relentlessly as he did against Rihanna's ineffectual tiny fists.
Oh, no.
was completely inappropriate, yet it had made me laugh.
So how'd you like to hit that?
Oh, come on.
Stop it.
Did anyone take Jonathan Rhys-Meyers on the rehab pool last week?
It's been so long since we had a rehab pool, I don't think we remember.
Yeah, I don't think he was
Star
on it.
Star of the Tudors is back into rehab.
Really?
He's already gone through it once. He did Promises in 2005. Reportedly, he had suffered a relapse, and he is back inside.
It's tough being the king, man. Heavy is the head that wears the crown, right?
It is tough being the king. Ed McMahon's still in bad shape. This is sad.
Oh,
news.
That is sad.
What's happening with him? I don't know.
He is in the intensive care unit as we speak in an unknown hospital. Word is his condition is very serious. Ed, of course, is 85 years old. He's got a broken neck. He's in danger of losing his home, has been for some time. And now they're reporting he has pneumonia.
Wow.
And bone cancer.
Wow.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Wow.
So.
That's a lot at once.
Things don't look good for Ed.
Yes.
Which is a shame, because I worked with him years ago on some failed pilot of one of my many. And could not meet a sweeter guy.
Yeah.
And this is before his fall. I mean, he was a rich and famous dude at the time,
right.
And could not have been kinder to the nobodies like me on the set. So I feel bad.
We interacted with him several times
on
in the
Star
early days
Search,
of this show.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, we were judges on Star Search.
No, we were judges.
Judges.
Yeah.
And we also went to Ed's home for the old Kevin Bean feature Celebrity Refrigerator. We hung out with Ed. He had nothing but Budweiser in his fridge. It was very funny.
Ed
couldn't have been a sweeter
dude. To Kevin's.
Yes, he did. My wedding reception.
Your wedding reception.
Yes, he did. Yeah. And all I remember thinking was, wow, look at the size of her ring.
That's just what I was thinking.
It was like the size of my head.
Now
you know where the money went.
It.
No kidding.
Now you
right.
know where the money went. Kevin and Bean were judges on Star Search.
Yeah.
And I learned something new and bad about you guys almost every week.
Ralph, you'll love this because they they told us to be honest. And Bean and I didn't like much, so we would give them low ratings. And the crowd in the arena was booing us.
They Simon Cowled you?
Yeah, they sure did.
It was not good.
Guess who else was a judge on our series of shows for Star Search, Ralph?
Yakov Smirnoff.
So close. The great Weird Al Yankovic was also a judge on our show.
How excited must you have been?
I was in heaven. I did nothing but follow him around the whole time.
That was a pretty big star for Star Search to be a judge.
No kidding.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy to talk about a day when Kevin and Bean did stuff?
Yeah, I know. Mike, you have no idea. They used to go places and do things for this radio show. There was a time.
Yeah,
You can't get Kevin now to show up when the show starts.
How dare you?
Or me to leave my home, ever.
Bean will play a random drop, and he'll be like, that's when Kevin and I were in Scotland. And I'm like,
chasing sheep.
What do you mean?
This is when we were doing our live shows from Alaska and sending them back home via carrier pigeon. There was a time, Mike, when they cared.
None of it was good, though. That's the problem.
You were making the effort, though. That's what we're saying.
Right.
We appreciate it. Today's celebrity birthdays. Chris Martin of Coldplay turns 32 years old today. In an hour, I will tell you about the new celebrity feud with Chris Martin.
Oh,
and a very high-profile singer.
Really?
Yes. It's very entertaining. Method Man turns 38 today. Supermodel and clean and sober activist Amber Smith is 38 years old today. Apparently, she's doing very well.
Yep.
And that's good news. Daniel Craig, you know him as James Bond, of course, is 41 years old today. John Bon Jovi of Bon Jovi is 47. And legendary singer Eddie Money celebrates his 60th birthday today. Hit it, Steve!
I've got 2 days prepared. Won't you pack your bags for me today?
Oh, come on!
I've got 2 tickets for paradise.
Good morning, Los Angeles!
2 tickets for paradise.
Remember when he skipped you? He never stiffed
me. Remember
that
was awesome.
There was a problem in communication.
No, there wasn't. He forgot you were
we'll
there.
We'll talk about it in an hour. We don't have any time here. We'll
completely
talk about it.
Completely forgot you.
There was a miscommunication.
Nope. Not at all.
That I think was probably my fault.
Sure.
I'm not sure how, but I think it was my fault somehow. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Psycho Mike. Oh, by the way, major announcement. Brand new stuff for Kevin from Kevin and Bean coming up in about an hour, a little more than an hour. You're going to be very, very pleased. Trust me on this one. Psycho Mike has a very strange life. I was texting him during the Lakers game yesterday, for instance, about what was going on. Mike wasn't at home watching the Lakers game, although he's Lakers fan number one, because he was out horseback riding. Yeah, what the hell is going on with Mike?
He's still horseback riding.
He's a modern cowboy.
He really is.
Yes, I am. That's a perfect way to describe me.
Last week, he was walking around the station, and he had crap all over his boots.
Yes.
All over them. Just walking around.
I can test it was mud.
Yeah.
Sure. Because a lot of mud comes out of a horse's ass. So when he's not riding horses, he's hanging out at Japanese tea houses.
That's correct, yes.
What kind of a weird, effed up life does this dude have?
Well, last week, the World Tour, we sent somebody to go see Rise Against in Tokyo.
Hey!
And somebody called and said that we were talking about weird things you can do in Tokyo, which is rent a cat is one of them.
There's 1,000 weird things you can do in Tokyo, apparently.
And another one, they have these places called maid cafes where you can get a scantily clad woman slash man dressed as a maid feed you cake.
By hand.
By hand.
And feed you cake.
So somebody called and said, hey, there's one of those in Southern California. So we sent Cycle Mike to the maid cafe here in Southern California.
Yes. It was great.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Tell us who you talked to.
Well, I went to the maid cafe. It was called Royal Tea Cafe here in Culver City. It was right next to the station. And I walk in, and at first it appears like an art studio. You don't really see a restaurant at all. But you walk a little further, and then you see hot Asian chicks in French maid outfits.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Regardless of how the food or the tea tastes, you're in, right?
Sure, absolutely.
So I walk up to the kind of like a, it looks like a an alcohol bar. I mean, it's like a bar stools and everything right there. And the guy behind the counter is, I guess, the tea bartender. And his name was Ken Tanaka. He's the man there. He knows what's going on. All right. I decided to talk to him, see what was up.
Well, in Japan, there's something called otaku culture, which is like a Japanese nerd culture. Like here, it's comparable to a Star Wars. There are maid cafes where you can go and be served by a woman in a maid outfit, and she will. Usually, you come and they welcome you by saying, welcome back, master. And so it's sort of a role-playing kind of game. And depending on the cafe, there are many different maid cafes, but they will do kind of different things. Like some places have a maid massage where the maid will massage you while you drink your coffee. And
how thorough do these massages get?
It's not that kind of a massage that you are thinking of. But probably you could find that if you look hard in a red light district in Japan. But
would you say I could find some of these massage maid houses in L.A. if I looked hard enough?
I don't think so.
Damn it.
Maybe without the maid. If you pick up one of the weekly magazines in the newspaper box, I recommend Miss Saturn.
That's the one you recommend?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I like that one.
I don't know.
Miss Saturn.
So you go to the maid cafe. It's like walking back into a time machine and ending up in 1950s America. You got a hot woman greeting you at the door in a maid outfit saying, welcome home, master, serving you tea and giving you a massage.
I certainly got the feeling like this is the way it should be.
Yes, what I'm saying. Finally, someone gets it right.
Now, you wanted to check if there's anything that's not on the menu, right? I mean, you really, this is the reason you went.
Exactly. I mean, I can get, here in L.A., we embrace all cultures.
Sure.
And, I mean, getting food from the East is not very hard. I didn't go there to find sashimi and some green tea.
Right.
I wanted some action.
Sure.
The owner sees me talking to Mr. Tanaka. She sees me that I have a microphone. She approaches me to let me know what's going down with Royal Tea Cafe. And who am I talking to?
Susan Hancock, and I'm the owner of Royal Tea.
What inspired you to open up a maid cafe in America, in Los Angeles?
Well, there wasn't one, so we needed one, right?
Good answer.
Thank you.
Did you go over to Japan and check them out and then think, this is something that I need to bring back?
I really wanted to start a tea shop. And then some people that are Japanese were my consultants, and they were the ones that came up with the concept of the maid cafe, and they went to Japan and bought the costumes, the maid costumes, and we had a local designer design them.
Now, you mentioned consultants. Do you need any consultants to help you out in choosing the maids that come here and work? Because I'm always open and available.
That's so sweet of you to say that, and we've had a lot of volunteers. You wouldn't believe how many we've had.
So that's a no?
That's a no.
Not for me personally. Of course, I'm not asking for me. I'm just curious. Is there ever a chance that you might have attractive men that are scantily dressed come and take care of you here at a maid house?
Well, you know, we have at our parties. We've had males that dress up as our maids, and that's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, I don't care about that kind of stuff.
Only Mike, by the way, would think, oh, hot Asian chicks in maid outfits?
Yep.
But where are the men?
I should ask about the men.
Yeah.
So you talked to one of the hot maids?
I did. Enough of this foolishness, talking to bartenders and owners. I want to talk to the real deal, the girls that are actually dressed up in the maid outfits. And they play it up. They have that kind of over-exaggerated shyness and the real demure, like that kind of classic geisha behavior. And I talked to Moe, and I don't want to give too much away, but I didn't get what I was looking for. But it's not by lack of trying.
What's your name?
Moe.
And you are a maid here at the Maid Cafe?
Yes, I am.
What are your duties? What do your duties entail here?
We're just a waitress, basically, and then we serve coffees, teas, and we bring lunches and dinner.
And look hot.
Look hot, yeah.
How does this differ from a maid cafe in Japan?
Well, we don't do special services because in Japan they blow on their food.
Blow on their food?
Yeah, they just make it cooler or something.
Just the food they blow on?
Yeah.
not the customers.
Yeah, and they sing, they dance, and they do lots of performances, but we don't do such a thing.
No special services here at the Royal Tea Cafe?
No, we don't do that.
So no matter how much I tip you, you're not going to let me do the Royal Tea Bag?
No, we don't. We won't.
No, like, back room? No VIP?
No.
No massage?
No, not at all. No, we don't do that.
No matter how much I tip you?
No.
You're a very beautiful woman. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
She couldn't have said no more, I'll tell you that.
I tried.
That's very disappointing.
Was she saying yes with her eyes?
No, she was saying no all around.
She was sticking with no,
yeah.
Huh? All right.
1 hour from right now, a major announcement on the Kevin and Bean Show, something we have never done before that we guarantee you will like. And be a street team member, that'll help. That's all I can tell you right now, but in 60 minutes we'll have more details. First, it sounds like investigative reporter Harvey Levin must be on the phone from TMZ.com. Hey, Harv.
That's funny. Hi, guys.
Hi, Harvey.
Look, your job is to put up photos of Megan Fox in a bra, okay? What the hell are you doing trying to bring Banks down?
We're not bringing Banks down. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying, going after Banks and getting them, you know, screwing with them. And
how about looking at it a slightly different way? We got the American taxpayers $1.6 billion back.
Yeah.
You should get a cut of that, Harvey.
How about that?
Look, I applaud your work. I think it's fantastic what you did. It's just the last thing anyone in the world expects from TMZ. And the update from the last time we had Harvey on was about the story that he broke about this bank throwing these lavish parties and flying in entertainers and flying in customers, everything like that, and blowing all this money, a bank that had received a bailout. And tell everybody what the fallout is. Tell everybody what's happening now, Harvey.
Well, this is the best thing we've ever done on TMZ. Nothing close as far as I'm concerned. The bank is giving back the bailout money. The bank never asked for it in the first place. They got 1.6 for stupid reasons. The Treasury Secretary under Bush gave the bank this money, even though it didn't need it. It's a profitable bank. So we actually called them up and said, well, gee, you know, you could make everything right. Just give the bailout money back. And sure enough, they did. They sent Congress a letter on Friday, and that money is going back to the government. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, this bank did the right thing now, because if it's making money, it can do whatever it wants with its own money, just not with ours.
Harvey, I'm more troubled by the fact that they didn't ask for it and they got $1.6 billion. I mean,
do you know the logic behind why they got it?
I understand. And it kind of makes sense a little bit, too, doesn't it, Harvey?
Not to me. I think it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, that the Treasury Secretary felt that if they gave money to some banks but didn't give them to other banks, then the ones that took it would look desperate. So rather than making banks who needed it look desperate, they just gave money to everybody.
Yeah, that's great.
Like, who does business that way?
Our government. The U.S. government?
I mean, it's the stupidest, most ill-conceived thing in the world, and it's costing billions. But I don't know. I mean, I'm just like, I've never been happier about anything we've ever done.
I understand their logic behind it because, well, first of all, what business does this? Only the businesses that are allowed to print money are the businesses that behave like this, and that's our government. But I understand that if they came out with a list of here are the five banks that are billions of dollars in debt that need our help, I think there could very easily be a run on those banks, and people would go, oh, my bank is one of those five banks that needs a bailout. I'd better get my money out. And that's what they were trying to avoid.
Right, well, but how many other banks that don't need it got it? I mean,
well, there's another way of looking at that, though. If what you said is right, that there'd be a run in the banks, then the whole bailout concept is flawed, because the idea of the bailout is to say, look, you guys didn't do business right. We'll bring you back to solvency by giving you the money. If that's really not going to work and you have to do smoke and mirrors, then that means the whole concept of the bailout is flawed.
Yeah, well, it is flawed, and they shouldn't be bailing them out, and they should let some of those banks fold is what they ought to do, I think.
Oh, I mean, did you know what's going on with AIG today? I mean, we're going to be we're in a bad situation.
We're in a very bad situation. But that's why it's great that we have the 99% of the other stories you do on TMZ to distract us from the real troubles that are going on in the world, Harvey.
Well, we're happy about this one, I got to tell you.
You should be. Congratulations. Oh, by the way, one more note on this before we turn our attention to something else. I was so pissed. I was listening to a newscast. I think it was on ABC Network Radio over the weekend. And they were talking about Northern Trust giving the $1.6 billion back. And they said, thanks to an investigation from a tabloid website. And I thought, F you, that you can't even credit the people that did the actual work to make this happen, that you have to dismiss them by calling them a tabloid website. I was furious for you, Harvey.
It's just so typical. I mean, they're so, you know, here's the thing. There are so many networks that should be ashamed of themselves. Why aren't they doing this?
That's a great question.
You know, it's like they're ashamed because they don't, I mean, why don't, it was under their nose. Why haven't they done anything like that? They pull wire copy and read it for a living. Yep. And, you know, they're just, it's sour grapes.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, let's talk about the other big story. Ralph mentioned in his Showbiz Beat about a half an hour ago. It sounds like it is for reals that Chris Brown and Rihanna are under the same roof. What do you know about their relationship and their attempt to patch it up, Harvey?
They have gotten back together. And they are together. And it will be interesting now to see the next move here. It looks to us like the DA is going to get this case shortly. And my guess is, at this point, there's going to be a fairly quick decision on what the DA is going to do. Now, even if she doesn't testify, you know, there are pictures that are pretty graphic.
Right.
And the DA, and we actually did some checking on this over the weekend, the DA prosecutes a lot of domestic violence cases, and half of them involve people, usually women, who get back with their spouse or recant the story.
Really?
I mean, this is a very common thing. This is, you know, everybody's acting like, oh my God, it's a very common thing for people to get back with somebody who allegedly abuses them.
Yeah, but you often think of it as people who don't have a lot of resources. You know?
No, that's not true. I mean, you would think that's the case because, you know, it's the traditional argument that, well, gee, if a woman's getting abused, why doesn't she just move out? And you would think that somebody who's rich could move out just as easily, you know, much more easily
yes.
than somebody who isn't. But it's not about money. It's about power. And it's about all sorts of other things that are psychological. And there are
right.
plenty of women who have lots of money who basically live with abuse.
Yeah.
I don't think much of Chris Brown. I really don't. And I hate to think even worse of him, but what if he's trying to patch it up with her just so she won't testify against him and the charges go away?
Well, you know, that's
no way to
know.
That's
a fair
question. No way to know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair question.
So you think sometime this week we'll find out whether the district attorney is going to do anything with it or not?
I can't say for sure, but based on what we know, I'm guessing they're going to get the case very, very soon. And I think we could see it within a week. I just don't think this is going to be a prolonged thing.
Right.
Although, I will say this, that the events over the weekend may well complicate it. You know, that they have gotten back together and what she says and does, you know, may delay it.
Of course,
even change the outcome. Who knows?
Right.
All right, Harvey, two quick questions before you go. One, anything big that you're working on that you want to tease us about right now?
I don't feel comfortable. We're working on a couple of things, but I don't feel comfortable even talking about them.
Tease it.
No, it's not.
All right.
Okay.
Tomorrow, you know, KFED is now, KFED,
Fat?
I think this is a great story. KFED is now officially the most expensive babysitter in the United States of America.
Yeah. How much is he getting?
$5,000 a week. He's in New Orleans right now.
Wow. Nice. Sweet deal. All right. And last question, and I have to ask this about once a month because we get so many emails asking us to ask you, what's in the drink that you're drinking on the TV show?
People-
I know every... Because you're sucking on it like a baby in a bottle. Because people think whatever it is, it has a crack like hold on you, Harvey.
Well, do you drink coffee in the morning?
Well, I don't, but
I do.
I know a lot of people do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's you rely on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the difference?
So it's coffee.
There's something I rely on.
So it's whiskey.
Well.
All right. Say no more. Harvey Levin, TMZ.com is the world's number one entertainment website. TMZ Television weeknights at 6:30 on Channel 11. Thanks for coming on, dude. We'll talk to you soon.
See you guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Good week ahead here on K-Rock, by the way. Jordan Farmer from your Los Angeles Lakers joins us later in the week. Our friend Joel McHale stops back by. We got comedian Russell Brand. And tomorrow, Lisa, you're going to be very excited to know.
Yes.
San Diego Convention and Visitors Bureau CEO is going to be on to talk about Happy Happens.
Happy Happens,
you know,
baby.
Happy does happen. I've noticed that over the weekend. I was wrong.
Really?
I've been to San Diego. It's a lovely place, but Happy hasn't happened the way I imagined it in my mind when Lisa reads that commercial. I'll tell you that. We'll find out what the deal is with that all this week on the Kevin Amin Show. And don't forget our major announcement coming up in less than an hour here on K-Rock. First, how about the Kevin Amin Afro line on the air as usual at 323-520-AFRO.
See, the answering machine that allows us to talk to ourselves for some reason.
Yes.
King of Mexico has called again about the Amazing Race, which he loves, but he has a small complaint.
Hey, Kevin, being a state of King of Mexico with your Amazing Race update. This week, they're in Romania. And it's still not a f***ing high definition.
It's not enough for Dave that they're in Romania doing unbelievable things every week.
No, it has to be high def.
All right. Well, look, we can get somebody off for the Amazing Race and get some sort of a timeline to shut Dave up. Find out when they're going to be in HD. It's a reasonable question.
That's a good question.
God damn it. It's free week. It's God damn it. South Pasadena middle school.
Oh, no cussing week again?
I guess. Yeah, I didn't realize it was this week.
I saw it on TV.
All right.
That riles the people the F up, I'll tell you that.
They don't like it. I'll tell you that.
Don't like it.
We talked to Bean's wife last night about Tokyo and all the weird things that they do there.
Dude, Mrs. Bean sounds Mrs. Hot.
Wow.
We also called looking for Amy Winehouse, and not everyone can do impressions. Including this guy.
Hello, this is Amy Winehouse. I heard you guys were trying to talk to me. Hold on, I gotta be quiet. I'm trying to take someone's beer. Alright, let's go.
Hey, bitch, that's fine!
I gotta go. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for calling, Ozzy.
Dude, Kevin and Bean, I'm in Chicago. That means I'm in the future. Whoa.
Okay, wait a minute. What's going on there?
Don't know?
Don't get that.
Don't know.
All the single ladies.
Oh, come on with that song. All the single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Except for you, Lisa.
Of course.
He ended.
Kevin, you always complain that you can never pay attention to lyrics. You never know any of the words to any of the songs. At least give Beyonce credit. At least you know the words to her song because there's only four of them.
Yeah, I know them in the first 3 seconds, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I love toast. Toast, toast, toast. Toast in my tummy. I love you, toast. Toast, toast. All kinds of toast. I love toast. Toast, toast. I love toast. Toast, toast, toast. Toast, toast. Every day, every meal. Yum, 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 yum. Toast.
I must marry her.
Yeah, I figured that was for you.
Yeah.
She's perfect.
Remember the Internet Roundup? We had the funny sports announcers last week.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Ballard. Quick try. She scores! Ball! The meatloaf! Panthers with a power play goal. They got a 1-0 lead. Stillman right out of front. Should they score? Make me a bicycle, clown.
Oh, and here comes Mo Rudy on the ice. Oh, 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 he scores. I drink your milkshake.
He had to use that one. There must be a time where your guy used that one.
I'm sure he did.
Lisa May opens up with his Jerry's driving in with his big Jerry sees a bullseye, and he scores. He scores. Bitch, better have my money.
And last week, Ralph was on vacation. We had different people fill in with the showbiz beat.
Yes, we did.
And not everyone was happy with all of the choices.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Lisa doing showbiz beat? Carol, hold my calls. Listen up here, training bra. Hollywood is for the big players, okay? Big boys, all right? Movers and shakers and no shakers. So why don't you hop your little barefoot ass back in the kitchen there and Netflix a couple episodes of Carpool, okay? Thanks a lot there, Sugar Bridges.
Amen.
Did he call me training bra?
He did.
And sugar britches.
Yeah, I want to date that guy. He's funny.
Me too, oddly enough.
It was weird. I don't know if I was dozing or on cough syrup or what, but it seemed like Andrew Dice Clay was on my television for like 2 hours last night in 2009. I thought, how did that happen?
He is the biggest stand-up comedian in history.
I heard him say that.
Hello.
And, no.
Yeah. Oh! Unbelievable.
Dice sure likes Dice, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk about the Celebrity Apprentice that returned last night, the show that Donald Trump says will save NBC. Coming up after the news. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Monday morning. Welcome back, Ralph. What's going on?
Before I get to the showbiz news, I've got some tickets to give away. Welcome back, Mr. Diesel.
Yeah.
Tickets for the red carpet premiere and after party for Universal Pictures' new high octane action thriller. See, because it's about cars.
High octane.
Fast and the Furious 4. What are they calling this one? Fast and
Faster
Furious.
And the Furious, sir.
Most fast and unbelievably furiousest.
Yes.
This is the fourth, I believe, because first was Fast and the Furious. Then
That's
it was
right.
Too Fast and Too Furious.
And it was Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift.
Yes.
Which was the horror movie version about an American driver who's immersed in the world of Asian drivers.
Sure.
Oh.
Then this one, which is
new model, original parts.
And it's the return of Vin Diesel and Paul Walker, right?
Not just Bean, but the return of Michelle Rodriguez Jordana Brewster.
Oh.
So all four of them come back together again. To this time, race in the Mexican desert. God damn, these poor bastards from Tokyo to Mexico for driving.
What? How many waka!
How many more obstacles they have to throw in front of these Fast and Furious kids? When will they get to rest? Anyway, if you'd like to attend, I've got 5 pairs of tickets to the red carpet premiere and after party for the premiere of Fast and Furious 4. It opens April 3rd nationwide, but you get to see it for anybody else.
I need to be there.
Yeah, if there's any tickets left, Lightning may have snapped these all up already.
It's the only movie that matters.
If we actually have any or not. But 1-800-5, what's the number? It's been a week.
20.
I'm on vacation.
1067.
1-800-520-1067. Yeah, it's been a week. I haven't had a chance to say that. So there you go. There's your tickets. Speaking of movies, top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Tyler Perry does it again. Madea Goes to Jail was number one for the second week in a row here in the United States. Made almost $13 million, which was good enough to make it number one. Jonas Brothers 3D Concert Experience only made about $12.5 million. And I thought the kids would be rushing to the theater.
Me too.
I know, I was glad to see that.
To see Ricky, Stevie, and Billy Jonas in 3D. I thought they would be
anything
excited.
Cindy. Correct
and Cindy Jonas,
yes.
Yeah.
She does good work.
Slumdog Millionaire was third. A millionaire. Taken was number four. He's Just Not That Into You was number five. Then Street Fighter. A disappointing $5.7 million for that film. Paul Blart, Mall Cop was 7. Coraline, Confessions of a Shopaholic, and Fired Up, your top 10 at the box office this weekend. I mentioned there is a new celebrity feud involving birthday boy Chris Martin of Coldplay. You don't hear this fellow talking poorly about anyone, usually.
Mm-mm.
But Bono apparently coming out against Chris Martin.
What? Listen,
Bono? If Bono doesn't like you, you're bad.
You're doing
That's
something.
All I got to say.
Why wouldn't he like Chris Martin?
I don't know, Lisa, but Bono was on a British radio show in a recent interview, and he called Chris Martin a wanker, a completely dysfunctional character, and a cretin, and or cretin, depending on how you pronounce it.
Really?
What was the reason for all that?
Does not say in this article.
That doesn't seem at all like something Bono would say,
No,
does
it does not, Bean. That's why I thought this story was so fascinating.
There's something wrong with that child. You just don't say things like that.
However, Bono says he has a lot of respect for his work, his musical work. He thinks Chris's vocals are genius and rank alongside those such stars as Paul McCartney for his vocals in terms of rock songs.
All right, take it easy.
Likes the work, doesn't like the dude, according to Bono.
Interesting.
Bono needs some evening out, apparently.
Apparently. Someone get him one of those black velvets or whatever it is he likes to drink.
What is that?
Crushed black velvet. What the hell was it?
It was velvet something.
Velvet, the velvet hammer.
Is that what it was?
The velvet crowbar. No, that was my porn name.
It was a drink that he told us about when we did our breakfast with you two, but
half
I can't remember.
Guinness, half champagne.
Right.
Wasn't that it?
And it was good.
It was good. You got two good things right there. Another celebrity feud. How about this one?
I don't know.
Radiohead?
Yes.
Versus Kanye West.
Yes.
Well, Kanye West versus anyone.
Yeah, that's really
not
surprising. Kanye's on the other end of it. But Radiohead, that's odd.
Yeah.
Kanye said during a taping of VH1 Storytellers recently that he always considered Radiohead one of his creative rivals.
Which is saying something, because he doesn't really have any. In
true.
His mind, he's got no competition.
But I wouldn't even put them in the same iPod, let alone the same category of creative rivals. And he said they were at the Grammy Awards last night, and he felt snubbed by Radiohead backstage.
Maybe he just couldn't tell who Tom was looking at.
Oh, no, you didn't.
You know what I mean?
So when Radiohead did his performance on the show, Kanye said he sat down and didn't pay attention. Oh, it's on. If you don't pay attention, then Tom York will... Remember that time Bean punched him?
Oh, that was rough. I regret that.
That was honked up.
It was.
And a study comes from Sweden, of all places, which tells us that World of Warcraft, are you familiar with this video game?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Is the most addictive video game on the planet.
Wow.
Most addictive on the planet?
The study calls it the cocaine of computer games.
Maybe we should do our own survey of the most addictive video games.
Yeah. Apparently, this study was done by a foundation in Sweden, which deals with all kinds of addiction. And ordinarily, they receive, 2,000 calls a week or whatever regarding different kinds of addictions. They said this year, 170 out of 2,000 calls per week are about video game addictions, people struggling with video game addictions. And they're saying apparently World of Warcraft is the number one most addictive video game in the world.
Hmm.
This is how it starts, people. Yep. Next thing you know, John Connor's fighting giant robots who are stepping on human skulls. I'm telling you, I saw it. It was in a movie. Amy Winehouse is back after a 71-day vacation in St. Lucia.
Wow.
She was clearly running from us, Ralph. We were zeroing in on her last week.
That's what I heard. You guys were
getting very close.
Like Dog the Bounty Hunter, you were hunting her down.
We talked to a lot of places, and they all said the same thing, which was, she was just here, but she's gone now.
Really?
Yeah.
All of them.
They'd all seen her, though. We did get an email from a listener, and I don't know why I believed him, but it sounded like he knew exactly where she was going to be as of February 21st. He said he had the hotel, and I forwarded it to Alex, so next time we make that call, maybe we'll get lucky.
But she went home, didn't she? Didn't she go back to Britain?
He gave you an email where she was going on February the 21st?
From February the 21st on.
Oh, I see.
Which was at least a date that was close to now. So
yeah, well, that's not the case anymore because she's in Britain.
She
now.
Is gone.
Oh, she was. She got on a plane yesterday.
Well, I guess that's a good sign.
She's getting closer.
For us,
that she can travel.
Actually, no, I think the Caribbean's probably closer to Coachella than England is.
It is, yeah.
So she's getting further away from Coachella, actually, which is not probably a good sign. But after a 71-day vacation, she's got to be relaxed, right? She's got to be.
So.
She's got to be chill at this point.
Yeah, sure.
Not so much. She got into a fight with a guy on the airplane.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Apparently, according to onlookers, there was a battle on the plane. She fought with a guy who witnesses say she thought was, and I quote, giving her the eye.
Now, was that Tom York, maybe?
Maybe. So apparently there was quite a row on the plane, but they settled her down, and she had to be pulled off the passenger, apparently, by the crew on the plane.
It's fantastic.
She's a delicate little flower, isn't she?
The best.
Well, look, you give somebody the eye,
well,
you get what you
that.
Deserve. That's what I'm
That's
saying.
That's true.
That's almost as bad as giving them the business. That's all I'm saying.
She'll give you the business.
She wears miniskirts and is promiscuous.
Today's celebrity birthday is Chris Martin of Coldplay. I'm guessing Bono's not sending him a card.
No.
Because he's a wanker.
Yeah. It's, 32 years old today. Method Man turns 38. Amber Smith. She's 38. Daniel Craig, James Bond, is 41 years old. John Bon Jovi of Bon Jovi turns 47. And the Money Man, Eddie Money, is 60 years old today.
Remember the time he snubbed you?
Rocking with the Money Man.
Ow!
I was on stage with Eddie Money. We performed together at the Orange County Fair.
You were supposed to.
Oh, I remember.
I remember that you were
on stage with Eddie Money.
You were on the side of the stage with a microphone.
Not
I
where
stepped
anyone could
onto
see
the
you.
Stage.
Right.
No.
But then he didn't bring you on.
And then at that moment, we were on stage at the same time.
But you weren't singing
and then
with
he
him.
He exited the stage.
Right.
And I was still on the stage.
Right.
But for a brief moment, we shared the stage at the Orange County Fair.
Did you sing with him?
Well, we had rehearsed a song to sing as the final encore.
Answer the question. That's
when
not
I was going to come out on stage and we were going to sing Rock and Roll Star together.
That was the plan.
And then when I came out on stage mm-hmm. and approached Eddie, he walked off the opposite direction off the stage. And the onlookers stared at me in dumb confusement.
Like, who is this guy running onto the stage as the show is over?
Yes.
But that hasn't dampened your enthusiasm for Eddie Money at all. It seems like you love him just
no,
as much.
I do. And Eddie has apologized more times than I can tell you. Because I will, I go to see Eddie's show when he's in town. I'll go check him out.
For real, though?
For real.
You're not kidding about this whole?
No, I love Eddie.
But really,
and
though.
Invariably, I will show up, and sometimes I'll stick my head backstage, or I'll try to catch his eye, and he will come over and say, oh, man, I'm so sorry about that time in Orange County. He remembers me quite well. So,
and frequently else. Invites you on stage to make good, though, with the promise that you could sing with him,
well,
right?
We've been in talks. Reprising our duet, but we haven't got around to it yet.
Sure.
But we will.
Right, I know.
One of these days, Eddie and I will sing together.
Of course.
And
that'll be magic.
Very, very exciting. I just remember Dave, the King of Mexico. He had just started working for the show. And we sent Dave down with a video camera to sit in the audience of the Orange County Fair during Eddie's show. And at the end, he was going to come out. I was going to come out. And Dave was going to tape it for us, videotape it. And after the show, Dave was so bummed. He's like, I had to sit through an entire Eddie Money concert. And there's not even any video. What am I doing here? I think he almost quit our show. But good time was had by all. Happy birthday, Eddie Money, 60 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
About 15 minutes from right now, we're going to do something that we rarely do on this program, and that is not disappoint. That's, let's face it, you are used to being disappointed by the Kevin and Bean Show, but I don't think so today. I think we got something for you that you're going to dig. All right, who had the NBC on last night? The return of the Celebrity Apprentice. Donald Trump is back with a new all-star edition of his reality show. What a group of losers on this show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a good group.
It was 2 hours and seemed like 20, but let's find out what the Donald thought. We've got him on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock right now. Good morning, Mr. Trump.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
The greatest show ever in the history of entertainment / reality program ever to air on NBC last night. Huge ratings, Super Bowl-like ratings.
I don't think they've even come out with the ratings.
Apprentice.
With the ratings yet. They're not in yet.
They just handed them to, hold a second.
Nope. They haven't.
They're just handing them to me now.
That's not happening. The ratings aren't out yet, Donald.
And, 9,100 million people were watching.
Well, that's not even
You're
a number.
Making up numbers now.
Donald, before we talk about some of the people on the show, why is it necessary for you to put your name in giant letters on your private helicopter that you fly around Manhattan? Why is that? Why do you have to call attention to yourself when you're in a helicopter in the air?
Because the citizens of New York feel safer knowing I'm above them, looking over them.
Have you asked any of them that?
Yes.
Okay.
I asked Ivana.
By the way, Ivanka, could she be any hotter? Have you guys noticed how smoking hot Don's daughter is?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, she's very attractive.
And how unfortunate it is that your son looks just like you, Donald.
Yeah. He's a good-looking kid, and he's very excited about Celebrity Apprentice, which is on Sunday nights on NBC.
Right.
All
right.
The greatest program ever.
All right, yes. Let's talk about some of the contestants on this year's roundup of celebrities. Andrew Dice Clay, who was a popular comedian, what, in the late 80s?
The
early 90s?
Comedian ever in the history of comedy.
I heard him say that. It sure doesn't seem like it to anyone else except for him.
White hot.
Here he is throwing a tantrum because the task that the teams have is to make cupcakes, and somehow he thinks that's beneath him.
I'm not a baker. It's not the kind of guy I am. You know what I mean? So I didn't want to put the hat on. I didn't want to look stupid. I'm from Brooklyn. I can't have my friends in Brooklyn looking at me with the stupid hat. You know what I mean? I can't do it. I just can't do it. It's like a rule. Don't look like a jerk-off.
Doesn't seem like the kind of work ethic you need to win a show like this, does it, Donald?
He is a great competitor.
Mm-mm. No.
And remember, I had to say no to Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan on this show to make room for him.
You did say you turned them down because all of the names were bigger.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're booked solid.
Right.
We got the Dice Man.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable.
And then, of course, our favorite, Joan Rivers. She's on the show.
I'm project manager, I think, because of age. I'm the only one in there without a tampon in my pocketbook.
All right. I don't know that we ever want to think about Joan Rivers' vagina, do we, Donald?
Actually, Her pocketbook is smaller.
You always talk on the show, and including last night, about how you've known these people for a long time and you're friends
with
them.
Very close friends with all of them.
Do you really hang out with all these people on this show? I mean, like, I can't imagine you ever, like, rolling deep with Dennis Rodman, for instance.
The Worm and I are tight.
Really?
We go out almost every night balling, yo.
What about Clint Black, country star Clint Black on the show? He's not somebody who you run with, is he?
No, nor is he black, much to my chagrin.
Well, that's just his last name. It's not the color of his skin.
I know. I was led astray.
Oh, all right.
I was hoping he'd be black.
What about Tom Green, then?
Not green. I was lied to on many levels by booking this show. I wanted to be ethnically diverse.
Uh-huh. What about the coolest guy on the show, our friend Jesse James from Monster Garage? Now, I can't imagine that you've got much to talk about with a guy who gets his hands dirty and builds cars.
Not an Old West gunslinger, by the way.
Nope,
no.
That's true.
I misunderstood almost everyone who was going to be on this show.
Wow.
I think of Jesse James, he robbed stagecoaches. That would be very exciting to talk to him about.
Sure.
Not that guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Turns out this guy drives a truck or something.
That's close.
Here's a clip of one of the other contestants who was a little bit under the radar last night. I assume we'll see more from her in future weeks. And it is the beautiful manster, Khloe Kardashian.
We're in a massive kitchen making 400 cupcakes in one batch. That's like major amounts of ingredients. It's a little insane. I've never baked that many cupcakes in my life. There's no reason why anyone should ever do that.
Khloe failed that challenge because she ate 397 of the cupcakes. Made 400, sold 3.
And they didn't show that part. I didn't realize that.
They couldn't show it. It was too disgusting for television.
She is not a small woman.
I'm saying she's big.
Right. She's big. Singer Brian McKnight on the show this year?
Not a knight.
No, he's not a knight.
Does not carry a sword, nor does he own a suit of armor.
You need more information, I think,
Donald. I do. I need to get somebody on my staff who can clue me in.
Okay.
Poker player Annie Duke is a contestant this year.
Not a duke.
That's correct.
I am a duchess.
That's
Holds
true.
No title whatsoever.
By the way, here's what I'm with you on. Melissa Rivers, TV host. Last I heard, she was fired from the TV Guide channel. Is not even a TV host, right?
No, she's not.
What is she doing on the program? She doesn't have a job. She's not famous. No one likes her. What the hell is she up on the show for?
She holds up her mother.
Yeah, they do. They're a tag team.
Apparently, it's like a puppet act. Melissa sticks her hand up her mom's ass and runs her mouth. It's like Wailing Flowers and Madam. That's a reference.
Good pull.
And
Google it, you'll laugh.
There was some tennis player, I don't even know, or golf or whatever she was. I don't know who she was.
She's a golf tennis player. She plays tennis with a golf ball. She's very talented.
No wonder I haven't heard about her. And finally, former Playboy Playmate of the Year, Brandi Roderick is one of your contestants this year. What about her, Donald?
Brandi is hot.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
That's
great. Very attractive.
That's all I cared about. I'm shopping for a new broad.
Oh, I didn't realize that was what you were doing with
I'm
this.
I'm getting tired of Ivinka or Karenka.
Melania?
That's Melania.
I think it's Melania, yeah.
I got to find a girl with a nice, simple name like Brandi.
Something you can handle.
Exactly.
Well, I'm sorry to say that the show is back, and I guess depending on how the ratings go, this may not be the last Celebrity
Largest
Apprentice.
Largest ratings ever for a television program that has ever been aired in color.
Hmm.
I don't, that doesn't sound right.
No,
I don't think that's right.
And it's in 3D.
They don't even have that category, and no, it isn't.
And the Jonas Brothers do the theme.
No, they don't.
And we're giving away gold to everyone who watches.
You're not doing that either.
And I will be new.
All right, now we have to go.
Tell me.
We have a new event to tell you about. It's the first time we've ever done this. We're very excited about it, and it goes a little something like this.
Hey, party people, Kevin and Bean here. We were just thinking, what if you could take all of our favorite comedians that we have on our show and put them on stage together for one night live?
What? All of the best comedians.
One after another, one night, one show.
One night.
Friday, April 3rd.
It's an amphitheater.
One show.
The first annual Kevin and Bean's Steeple.
April Foolishness.
Performing live on stage.
Joe Rogan.
Fear Factor guy. That guy does comedy? Oh, let's go. Fear Factor!
Jimmy Kimmel.
I'm man, that's good.
Jay Moore.
Why you gotta talk about minorities, Jay Moore?
The first annual Kevin and Bean's
April Foolishness.
Roastmaster General, Jeffrey Ross!
the Courtney Love looks worse than Kurt Cobain.
Sarah Silverman.
Hi, this is Sarah Silverman, and I have diarrhea.
I want to keep it rolling. I want to bring out the next comic here.
Patton Oswalt.
I'm going to fill your hoo-ha.
Kevin Nealon.
Hi, this is Kevin Nealon, big star.
And Ray Romano.
You should have known that.
It's Kevin and Bean's first annual April Foolishness, Friday night, April 3rd at the Gibson Amphitheater.
Jimmy Kimmel, also Jay Moore, Kevin Nealon, Patton Oswalt, Joe Rogan, Ray Romano, Jeffrey Ross, and Sarah Silverman. Tickets go until Thursday at 5, but you can get yours early in the K-Rock presale. Go to K-Rock.com for details.
Proceeds benefit boarding for breast cancer.
So there you go. It's a huge night of comedy.
Dude. I've never done that. I am so excited.
I think pretty much every one of those people could sell out Gibson Amphitheater, I would guess.
I think so, too. Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Moore, Kevin Nealon, Patton Oswalt, Joe Rogan, Ray Romano, Jeffrey Ross, Sarah Silverman, Cleto and the Cletones from Jimmy's late night TV show as the house band. And they're all going to be playing on one stage on one night for one low, low price. And the proceeds go to charity. You can't beat that.
All of the comedians are doing this for free, which is very, very, very cool of them, because that way we can raise money for charity and we can keep the prices affordable.
Mm-hmm.
In the mezzanine, they're only $25 plus $700 for Ticketmaster fees.
Yeah, be aware.
We're doing our part.
Like almost doubles it.
We're doing our part by making $25.
There's no opportunity. You can't go to Ticketmaster and go, come on. A lot of people are working really hard to raise money for a really good cause. How about cutting us some slack on the fees? Ticketmaster does not accept those calls.
So mezzanine's $25, loge $45, orchestra $65, and then we have our fancy pants section. And that's where we put seats in the pit, because you don't really mosh during comedy, so we put seats up there.
Yeah.
And for $99, you get the fancy pants, you get the pit seat, you get a backstage parking.
Oh, that's nice.
You get a pre-show party with Kevin and Bean.
Very, very excited.
I'd skip that if I were you.
And you get a fancy pants t-shirt. So that's $99 plus $700 in Ticketmaster fees.
But Kevin, when can I buy these tickets? This show sounds good and I would like to go.
Tickets go on sale Thursday at 5. Mm-hmm. But if you're a K-Rock Street Team member, there is a pre-sale. There is a pre-sale. So you might
expand on that.
You might want to go to krock.com and find out.
Mm-hmm.
And for everybody else, Thursday at 5, and this show is going to be fantastic. It's at Gibson Amphitheater, Friday night, April 3rd.
Kevin, I know you saw this coming, and it is in fact true that people are calling saying, oh, come on, guys, April Foolishness. It's an April Fool's gag, right? No, it's April 3rd, so you can eliminate that from your mind. It is a For Reals concert at the Gibson Amphitheater, just announced moments ago on the Kevin and Bean Show. The first annual Kevin and Bean April Foolishment, a night of comedy, appearing live on one stage. Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Moore, Kevin Nealon, Patton Oswalt, Joe Rogan, Ray Romano, Jeffrey Ross, Sarah Silverman, house band Cleto, and the Cletones from the Jimmy Kimmel Live Show. All the proceeds going to Boarding for Breast Cancer. We just announced it, and all the additional details about everything you need to know to buy tickets for the show are up at krock.com already.
All right, we got the Armenian comedian on the line?
Well,
I hope not. We were talking about comedy. Nothing gets us further off that topic than bringing Sam on the air.
Hey, Sam.
Hey.
What's going on?
It's going on great. Everything is cool.
Good to hear.
What?
Okay.
Wow.
What do you think about these comedians that we've got playing the Gibson Amphitheater on April 3rd, Sam?
Well, listen, I'm not a star yet.
Right. But you're...
They are the star. Let them do their things, and when I'm a star, I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So we have you in warming up,
well,
but...
I'm on the ground star right now. Wait till I'm very big star.
Okay.
So, the whole show is going to be only me. I don't need all other comedians. They can do their own thing.
Well, I think that's true of all of the ones that we have as well. They can do their own show, but they're doing it for a charity event.
I know. I would like to join if they let me.
But you just said you're not a star. You shouldn't be on this lineup. You're not ready yet. You're still a baby comedian.
Yeah, I'm on the ground, but soon I'm going to be above the ground, and I'm going to blossom so hard, nobody even going to be keep up with me.
I can't wait till you're under the ground. That's the day I'm looking forward to.
Sam, we saw a disturbing video on krock.com of you calling and them asking you about running the K-Rock van off the road. You remember that?
Yeah, I was excited to see the van.
There was a K-Rock van on the 405, and Sam started driving like a maniac, like cutting in front of him and stuff. And they didn't know who it was or why he was doing it, and it kind of freaked him out. So Psycho
Understandably,
Mike...
Understandably, by the way.
Yeah, so Psycho Mike and Lightning had a little chat with him about, you can't do that. What could you possibly be doing? And Psycho Mike asked him this.
What are you going to do to try to get it back in good graces with K-Rock?
I got to do nothing. You need me. I don't need you.
All right, bye.
You need me.
Goodbye,
Without
Sam.
Me, your show sucks.
Without me, your show sucks. Okay, so, Sam?
He said that.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you stand by that?
Yeah, I'm not any offended. Nothing can hurt me until I get hit by sticks and bones, you know?
Well said.
Yes.
But I think what Kevin's asking is, do you stand by that we need you more than you need us and that our show sucks without you? Because a lot of people think our show sucks most when you're on it.
Well, listen, you heard about Adam Carolla.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You are in the clown wire on the circus. You guys are like a clown on the wire. You are about to fall down.
Wouldn't doubt it.
You know?
Right.
You know what's going on about the shows? They are exchanging channels now.
Yes.
New TV.
Yes.
Right.
I'm following you. Yes.
Okay, yes.
The Showbox and Showtime and all that.
We got it, dude. We got it. Things are changing. Yeah. Go ahead.
Radio, you guys... In a little clouds are on the wires. You are about to fall down.
I wouldn't doubt it. Now you've made that point. Move on.
But the main thing is, Kevin and BKROQ, you've been so much great, and you will be on forever. I think so in my book.
Wait, okay. Well, how will we be on forever? If we're clown wires and we're going to fall down, how will we be on forever? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'm going to hold you up.
Oh, yes! We've got the fantastic support of Sam the Armenian Comedian, who's going to hold us up.
Guys, listen, enough chit-chatting. I want to be on that show. I demand that I'll be on that show.
You just said you didn't.
You just started the conversation by saying you're not good enough yet, but when you are, you'll be ready.
I'm just playing, reverse mind. If I get...
Oh, you're playing reverse mind.
Well, when you play reverse mind.
Well, Sam, let me ask you. I'm going to read these names again, and you tell me who you're better than, and then maybe we'll talk about it. Okay, are you better than Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel, I am better than everybody.
Okay,
I will knock them out.
One by one, if you don't mind. Jimmy Kimmel, you're funnier than him.
Of course I'm funnier than him.
Okay, Jay Moore. Okay.
I am, whatever names you mention me, I'm better than everybody.
Okay, so the biggest names in comedy, Kevin Nealon, Patton Oswalt, Ray Romano, Joe Rogan, Jeffrey Ross, Sarah Silverman, you're funny than every single one of these people.
That's right, because I am versatile, you know, versatile.
What?
You're versatile.
Many things.
Oh, versatile. Oh, thank you. I'm glad Bean speaks dumb.
Sam. Yeah. Well, Sam, I'm afraid we're out of room on this year's April Foolishness lineup, but maybe maybe next year or maybe never.
Dean, I would like to tell you something.
Yes, go ahead.
Without us Armenians, there would be no Bean, no Kevin, no Mexican, nobody.
What?
Right.
No,
I'm with you so far. I'm with you so far.
Noah's Ark was cruising with the animals.
Yes.
It landed in Armenia and Turkey, okay?
Okay.
It didn't land in America. It didn't land in China.
Right.
Don't think about that.
Okay.
Should we just draw our own conclusions on that, or do you come to a conclusion?
And also, Lisa May,
yes?
When you throw that drink on my eyes, mm-hmm. I think my eye view is better now.
I improved your vision.
Yes.
Wow. Right. Well, that's good news, Sam.
Right on. Well, listen, we're just on the clown wire here, just trying to hang on as long as we can, Sam. But thank God we've got you propping us up like a safety net.
Thank you very much. I am your safety net.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Very good.
Hey, when am I going to be on that show? Tell Jimmy Kimmel.
What show?
I have to be on that show.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. All right, Sam, we got to go. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, Kevin, how's your back?
Very good. Sorry.
I had this weird dream last night that I was talking to the Armenian comedian on the phone, and he was talking about Noah's Ark, and it was just so bizarre. I didn't even understand what was going on.
That would make no sense.
I woke up, I was like, why would I think stuff like that? Bizarre.
That actually just happened. We actually did talk to Sam. We announced Kevin Amin's April Foolishness.
I'm going to have trouble all week saying the word foolishness.
Why?
I don't know.
It keeps ending with ment.
It's not saboteur or raconteur or entrepreneur or any of that.
Apocalyptica. Kevin Bean's April Foolishness just announced at the Gibson Amphitheater April 3rd. Tickets go on sale this Thursday at 5, unless you're a K-Rock Street Team member, in which case, well, you know how it works with shows, is that you get a super secret email with a super secret password. You get a chance to buy them early. So it's worth being a K-Rock Street Team member. Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Moore, Kevin Nealon, Patton Oswalt, Joe Rogan, Ray Romano, Jeffrey Ross, Sarah Silverman, and special musical guests as our house band Cleto and the Cletones, who I think, by the way, are the best of all the late night bands. Yep. I don't know how you guys feel about it. I think they're phenomenal on Jimmy's show.
They're Jimmy's band, and they're amazing, yeah.
So get the details at krock.com. 7:54. Ralph is back from vacation and here with the showbiz beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Whatever with selling the tickets. What? Your little April foolishness.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to sell the tickets.
Well, it's for charity.
Yeah, whatever with charity.
Raising money for charity.
Whatever with charity.
Okay.
I'm back from vacation. I'm in a giving mood. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Okay.
I don't believe you. I'm going to give away tickets to April Foolishness. How about
Come
that?
Come on.
How about that? Right out of the gate, I'm giving them away.
Yeah!
How do we do it? Volume. I stack them deep and I sell them cheap, people. First three callers right now, 1-800-520-1067. First three callers will be the first three people to own a pair of tickets to Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness.
Wow.
How about that? How about it?
That's pretty sweet.
That's what I'm saying, Lisa.
This may be kind of messed up, but am I the only one getting a boner right now?
No, you're not, sir. No, you are not. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? We do it every Monday morning. Tyler Perry's Madea Goes to Jail. Number one movie in America, 2 weeks running.
Mm. I saw him on Larry King.
If you tell me I think he's funny, I'm going to come over and I'm going to pour scalding hot coffee right in your face.
No, it's not that I think he's funny, but he's very, very likable. I really liked him. I was glad to see him have success.
I like the Archbishop Tutu as well. I do not want to see any movies that he makes.
Just saying.
He gave an interview over the weekend, by the way, that I did not see but I read about, where he said he wants to kill Madea off because the makeup is such a pain in the ass to do that he doesn't even like doing the movies because they're so hard.
It's a wig and glasses. Have you ever seen the character?
Yeah, they don't do much.
He puts on a dress, a wig, and glasses. Have you seen the other characters he plays in the movies? Different wigs, different glasses.
He says it's miserable. He says it's too hard. He doesn't want to do it. He wants to kill her off.
Oh, he's miserable. He's miserable with his $500 million in his own movie studio in Atlanta, Georgia. He's miserable.
Right. I just hope he kills her off. That's all
I've got
saying.
A way he can kill her off. It's called autoerotic asphyxia. Involves Tyler Perry and a belt.
Yeah.
And a copy of Blue Boy.
Expand on that.
12, almost $13 million made it number one this weekend. Jonas Brothers 3D concert experience came in at number two.
Nope.
Slumdog Millionaire was number three. Taken, He's Just Not That Into You was number five. How many times have you seen that now, Lisa?
Just once. I actually thought it was a well-made movie. I enjoyed it.
I'm sure you did. Street Fighter was six. Paul Blart Mall Cop. How many times have you seen that, Kevin?
Just once?
Twice. Just twice. It was number seven, Coraline, Confessions of a Shopaholic, and Fired Up, rounding out your top 10
three
box office this weekend. We got another show, a mall cop movie coming out with Seth Rogen, you know.
Oh, I know. Looks good.
Looks funny. This one actually looks funny.
It does look funny.
That's a radical departure from the Paul Blart film, this one looks humorous.
That's Observe and Report, I think that one's called?
It is, indeed. Oh, Lindsay.
Lindsay Lohan.
Looks like she needs a bit of a rehab refresher course. Over the weekend, Fox News reported that Lindsay seemed a tad overserved at a pre-Oscars party.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Fellow partygoers were not impressed when she started falling into them on the dance floor.
Oops.
Yeah.
That's not
happening.
And
when security had to go pick her up when she fell into a heap at the end of the night, at the end of the party, apparently. She needed help off the floor.
Oh, old Lindsay's back.
Good old Lindsay. Sam was nowhere to be seen.
Yeah.
I am right here.
No, it's a different Sam.
He was busy that night.
Samantha Ronson. I'm
Didn't Lindsay Lohan used to be an actress?
She did. She used to make movies and everything.
That's what I thought.
That happened. I reported yesterday, or last hour, depending on what clock you're using.
Either way.
You know, some people have a calendar.
Or 2 years ago Friday, I can't remember.
That's right. That Chris Martin and Bono were going at it with each other on the air in a British radio interview. Turns out that the story that I got was someone who was reading the transcript of the radio interview.
Right.
And sometimes
humor and sarcasm do not play as well in print as they do with the spoken words.
I see. Expand on that.
And St. Bono was merely joshing about Chris Martin being a wanker and a completely dysfunctional character and a cretin.
So he was saying it in a way, if you were listening, it would be obvious that he was joking.
Exactly, Bean. You have crystallized my thoughts perfectly.
But I don't think
I retract that story.
I was going to say, I don't think that should stop Chris from retaliating.
I don't think either. He should punch him right in the face next time he sees him. But I'm just saying.
I love celebrity feuds.
I'm just saying. Hollywood Reporter says a new reality show on CBS is in the works. Psycho yes. Mike, gird your loins. It is called America's Strongest American.
Yeah.
I don't think that title is nearly repetitive enough,
no,
by the way.
It isn't.
Should be America's Strongest American in America, featuring Americans. Ben Bailey, who I love, by the way. Ever watch The Cash Cab?
Oh, yes.
Ben Bailey is the host of Cash Cab. He drives a cab around New York City, and when unsuspecting New York citizens get into his cab, lights start to flash in the back seat, and he asks them a series of questions as he drives them to their location.
Yes.
And they can make money in a game show format while sitting in the back of a cab.
Right.
Very entertaining show. Or what?
Or they have to get out, don't they?
I think if they answer a question incorrectly, he pulls over.
They have to get out. That's funny.
And I think he molests them.
Nope. Whoa! I don't think that's part of it.
I think I saw an episode.
Okay.
He will be the host, along with Michelle Merkin, who, by the way, of course, invented the pubic wig.
Yeah.
That's funny, but I don't know why. So anyway, Mike, you got to try out for America's Strongest Americans.
No.
Come on.
I'm not even in the top 10,000.
What is the point of you spending as much time in the gymnasium as you do, unless you're going to use it for your benefit, for your public and an economic upswing?
Hey, I'm in good shape and all, but there's offensive linemen out there.
Nothing.
There's
they have nothing on you.
Weightlifters.
They have nothing on you, sir.
All right. Well, I beg to differ.
You are one of America's strongest Americans.
Rob, is there any
in America.
Is there any information on the show if it's going to be like pound for pound, or is it just flat out who's the strongest dude?
Why, no, Bean Jr. I don't have any more information regarding the pound for pound qualifications of America's Strongest American.
The only reason I ask is because that doesn't seem like a show they could have a lot of episodes if it's just let's find the strongest guy. I mean,
because they get the biggest guy, most likely.
They'll get five really huge dudes and end of show.
Biggest guy's not always the strongest guy, man.
Not always.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. I hope that it's Freak Show Olympics. I hope that it's, okay, now this guy's going to lift a car. I mean, I hope it's not just a guy in a gym with barbells.
Well, it won't be. I'm sure it'll be fascinating and entertaining stunts that they'll be performing regarding human physical strength.
And I agree with Ralph. I think Mike has to try out.
He must
I don't
try
think
out.
He has a choice in the matter.
I don't care if he gets in or not. He must try out.
That's correct.
All right. If only to embarrass himself in front of much other stronger men.
That's right. He's going to look like a little girl in there compared to a lot of those dudes.
His self-esteem just stays a bashing. That's all I really care about.
Speaking of big dudes, by the way, did you see Herschel Walker last night? What's his neck size, do you reckon? That guy is... I mean, seriously. He's just one of those guys who's just so big on top.
He was on Celebrity Apprentice, if I could.
Celebrity Apprentice, yeah.
If I could connect the dots for some of the listeners.
What's his neck size, do you reckon?
I'm just saying, he's just huge, is all I'm saying.
Gosh, Sheriff, I don't know. Let's go to the saloon for two fingers of red eye and we'll be able to hash it out.
He, former cowboy and Viking, right?
Are you still talking?
He is.
Yeah.
I don't know how to even guess his neck size, though. I mean, it's not like.
I'm just saying he's a big dude.
Around.
We're talking
large.
About big dudes. I brought up a big dude. That's all.
He's got a big neck.
He does.
That's what we're saying.
Expand on that.
Nope.
Well, I'm out of time, and we don't even talk about the new Eddie Money musical that I just found out about. It's going to be on Broadway.
I think we'll be all right.
The Eddie Money musical.
I want to know.
I think we'll be okay.
So do I, Lisa.
We'll make it.
Come on.
All right. We'll make time for this.
No, I'm saying we'll have time next time.
Two Tickets to Paradise is the name of the new stage production based on the life of Eddie Money.
Woo!
Birthday Boy Eddie Money. It's going to feature tunes from Eddie's 15 albums. It'll be premiering on Long Island, New York at the Dix Hills Performing Arts Center June 4th. Now you know where I'm going to be on June 4th, boys and girls.
You enjoy that.
At the Dix Hills Performing Arts Center.
Doesn't get any bigger than that.
Oh, the life story of Eddie Money in the form of a musical.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that on opposite day.
Two Tickets to Paradise is the name of it. Hit it, Steve! I've got two tickets to paradise. great is that song, by
that
the way?
That is an old song that I could never hear again and be perfectly happy.
Great song. Eddie Money celebrates his 60th birthday today, which gets us into celebrity birthdays. John Bon Jovi is 47. Daniel Craig, Bond, James Bond from Casino Royale.
How big is James Bond's neck?
How big do you reckon his ankles are? I'm just saying, Daniel Craig has large ankles. 41 years old today. Amber Smith is 38 years old.
Giggity.
Method Man, also 38, and Chris Martin of Coldplay, who is not having a feud with Bono, is 32 years old. I'm Ralph Garman.
I'm Ralph Garman.
I walk the showbiz beat.
The Toadies! The Toadies!
Who's with? Expand on that.
They are not on the bill at the Gibson Amphitheater on April 3rd for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness because they're not funny. Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Moore, Kevin Nealon, Patton Oswalt, Joe Rogan, Ray Romano, Jeffrey Ross, Sarah Silverman, and house band Cleto and the Cletones. That is the lineup just announced last hour. Tickets go on sale Thursday at 5 unless you're a K-Rock Street Team member, in which case you get a little advance notice. So that's good news. Look, it's 8:13. By the way, we are going to talk to our friend Jimmy Kimmel coming up in about 20 minutes or so on the show. I don't like the CBS television, as you guys know. I don't watch any of the CBS shows. I'm not a Two and a Half Men-er. I'm not a CSI-er. I'm not a Without a Trace. I don't watch any of those shows.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, if Dave has a great guest on, I'll tune into the Letterman show, but I prefer Jimmy. I usually watch him. With one exception, and that is 60 Minutes, which is a show that I've always watched because I love 60 Minutes.
Right. Yeah, it's a great show.
And it's a great show. I don't know when the last time was you stuck around on 60 Minutes till the very end.
Don't.
Andy Rooney, guys, is now 90, okay?
He's got to be.
He is.
How long? He is 90.
He turned 90 last month.
This is a new show on CBS on Sunday nights. How long has he been doing the last little thing?
Since 1978, he's been doing this feature. He's been working for CBS News since 1949.
Oh, my God.
And Paul Harvey, who died over the weekend, was 90 and kept working, and people thought he was doing a pretty good job. At what point when somebody's 90, though, do you go to him and go, seriously, we're going to have to pull you off, dude? I mean, are they just hoping that he dies so they don't have to have that uncomfortable conversation and fire a guy who's been working for him for 60 years?
I've seen that a few times, and I have never, ever understood his...
All right.
Why they keep him on there? Do they not watch him?
I don't know.
You're going to think it's a Saturday Night Live sketch. Here's a little bit of Andy Rooney from last night's 60 Minutes.
And now, a few minutes with Andy Rooney.
When I write the name of a month in a script, I'm always surprised how some months are spelled.
Okay, right there. Isn't this grandpa talking at the home while he's having Jello?
Yeah, I mean, everybody looks around and goes, just humor him. He doesn't know what he's saying.
This guy is on a network on a top-rated show, and he's talking about how weird it is the way months are spelled.
August is easy, but February is strange. February is spelled F-E-B-R-U-A-R-Y and not F-E-B-U-A-R-Y, the way we all pronounce it.
Okay.
Today is March 1st, of course. Most of us like March, but I think either May or June would win any vote we took to pick our favorite month.
He's still
what's happening?
Talking. It was on TV, Kevin.
This show, 60 Minutes, is usually in the top 10, right?
And very respected.
It's the best news. It's the best. Yeah. And it was a great episode last night, too. They did a whole story on the 7,000 people that have been killed in the Mexican drug war in the last 2 years. I mean, they really do great work on the show.
Well, why don't they get rid of Grandpa Nonsense?
I just think nobody wants to tell him.
Well, tell him.
January and February are too cold. July and August are too hot. Some people would probably pick September, but I don't like endings. And I think of September as an ending.
What's happening?
We're hearing about his favorite month.
Is this one of those deals where he just was, everybody thought he was witty his whole life, so anything that he thinks up, he just goes to the air with?
That's a good guess.
Does he have anybody that he runs his stuff by and goes, about months for a while?
It doesn't seem like it. It seems like there were times last night where I thought he was just making it up off the top of his head. I'm sure that's not what was happening. But it doesn't seem like he runs it by anybody. It seems like he is his own editor. And the guy's pretty well respected. I mean, he's written 20 best-selling books or something like that. I mean, he's a war correspondent. I mean, the guy's done a lot of good work. But at some point, don't you send him to Puppy Lake or something?
There are a few things that begin in September, of course, and I like those. the beginning of the television season, the beginning of the football season, for example. But like everything else, they're moving up the football season. Football used to start in October. Now it starts before the baseball World Series are over.
And that's good.
Should that be World Series is over or World Series are over?
What?
He's just thinking out loud, right?
What is he talking about?
Andy doesn't know he's on camera. He doesn't realize he's at CBS News. He just thinks he's sitting at the breakfast table talking to his wife, right?
His wife would commit suicide with that kind of conversation. Yes, Ralph?
How dare you be?
I knew you were going to come in and say he's my people.
If someone were to type this speech out,
that's true,
transcribe it and post it on stronglywordedletter.com, is this not exactly the kind of thing Bean would write in his blog?
Look, I'm not on 60 Minutes wasting valuable airtime on a real show on a network.
Yet you think what you write is interesting just the way Andy freaking Rooney thinks what he says is interesting. It's the same thing.
Except I'm right.
How dare you, sir?
Except I'm right. And Andy needs to go to Puppy Lake. Look, the guy's 90. Let him go home. Right? Let him go home.
And let him go with you.
That's
correct.
Let
you guys hold hands when you go into the lake.
I think that you're correct, Bean, except for you're the wrong person to bring it up. That's what Ralph said.
But if it's true, it's true. It doesn't matter who's saying it. If Andy needs to be put down, then Andy needs to be put down whether I'm saying it or you're saying it. That's my point.
Not before you. No way. All of a sudden, once you say it, Andy Rooney gets to be put. We've been saying it for 10 years about you. You're first.
And we've been pointing out every single time you say stuff like
you
that.
You go first or nobody goes.
Although he has come to think of it, he is kind of right about how weird it is that February is an R.
Why does no one pronounce the R in February? It's daylight savings time when you need it.
Bean is our Andy Rooney.
That's right.
Wow. Didn't realize that. All right. Time for a little best of Craigslist. We do this every once in a while. I don't know if you guys go to the rant section of Craigslist, but there's some really disturbing slash funny stuff on there. And the first one is titled, "You Farted in the WAMU Metal Detector Entrance."
Oh, no.
From the San Fernando Valley here in Southern California. To the guy who farted in the Washington Mutual Security Entrance slash Metal Detector Vestibule. You know how most Washington Mutual banks have those doors that lock behind you when you walk inside and won't unlock in front of you until you've been cleared by the metal detectors? Yeah, perfectly sadistic place to drop an improvised explosive device from your ass.
Was his name Money?
You are a dick.
You think the guy did it on purpose, or you think it was just an accident?
I know a lot of guys who would have done it on purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. You just absentmindedly launched a full-blown putrid assault on three of my five senses with your butt. For those 6 seconds waiting for the door in front of me to unlock, it felt like an eternity. The burning in my nostrils, the gagging, my eyes tearing up from your acrid ass smoke. By the way, it's a good bit in there. I think I've come closer than any living human has to experiencing the gas chamber at San Quentin. Nice work, Chemical Ali. I just like to say that's a good pull, Chemical Ali.
Yeah.
Here's one out of New York looking for fingernail clippings.
What?
Fingernail collection. Looking for people. What was that noise, Bean?
That was just horror, the thinking about why.
Looking for people who would be willing to contribute to my collection of fingernail clippings.
Now, I've seen guys on the TV that collect their own fingernails. There was an American Idol contestant last season who collected all of his fingernails for years and years and years and years.
Why?
And, years. And I understand, I don't know, but at least I can understand that a little more than collecting other people's fingernail clippings. What's this guy all about?
I don't know that there's much difference. Basically, I get people to clip their nails and drop them into a box where I've accumulated the clippings from about 4,200 people to date.
That's
waka,
so
waka.
Gross.
It's kind of bizarre, but you should see what a huge case of fingernails looks like. It's pretty cool. And we all have to have hobbies, right? Anyway, email me and let me know if you want to meet me in Times Square later this week for a fingernail clipping event.
It's a very attractive offer, but I can't.
Oh, dear God. Here's one from Houston, a foursome with a midget. This is a man and a woman for a man and a woman, and it's a dude with a midget girlfriend who are looking for a foursome.
Okay. Oh.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
And finally found one large bag of granny porn DVDs. This is in San Diego.
Huh?
Just down the street. Dude.
Happy happens.
What the hell is your problem? You left a huge bag full of granny porn on the sidewalk.
I could only assume this was deliberate. It's not like you're walking down the street with 5 pounds of porn DVDs, got home and realized, damn, I must have accidentally dropped all my porn somewhere. Come on, man, what's wrong with you? Some kid could have found that stuff. Seriously, though, you don't want some kid finding this stuff, popping it into his Mouseketeers DVD player and seeing his Nana taking on... I can't read that part. Anyway, I'm a meat and potatoes kind of guy, and this content is just a little too mature for my palate. If anyone's into this stuff and wants the DVDs, hit me up with an email. By the way, I'm keeping one DVD called Bangkok Bubarella. Hey, even we meat and potatoes guys occasionally want a little port wine reduction.
Oh, come on.
Bangkok Bubarella is the name of the DVD.
Nice.
So if anybody's interested in that stuff, go to Craigslist. And good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great William Shatner.
Jimmy Kimmel's a talk show host. He's accustomed to asking questions. When TV history is written, Jimmy Kimmel will appear among the kings of late night.
Let's not get crazy. Let's not go overboard. Come on, Bill. It's 8:41 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Mr. Jimmy Kimmel from the ABC Jimmy Kimmel Live Show joins us on the air on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock right now. Hey, Jims.
Imagine how hard I was laughing as I sat there hearing him say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also got the idea that he would have said the same thing to Arsenio if he was sitting across from him.
By the way, I don't know how much you filmed with Bill before, you know, before they edited it down for broadcast, but I thought that was a really good interview, and I saw you talking about stuff on that show that I don't think I've ever seen you talk about in public before.
Well, it was a more long form interview than I normally would do, and it was weird because it was like I forgot about it, and I was supposed to tape it after the show, and I had a whole house full of people. My whole family was over my house. I mean, there were like 30 people, and I had to call and say, I can't come home. I have to go do an interview with William Shatner. And then he laid me down as if I was in a therapist's office, and I just started babbling.
Yeah.
Wow. It is a great show. He does a great job. And, Jim, speaking of great shows, how about Evangeline Lilly on yours tonight?
Oh, she's, you know, we're going to try to trap her there and just keep her around, maybe chain her to my desk or something.
That
like
is
that.
A great idea.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. Yeah, hey, it might cast a pall on getting other, you know, stars to come
what
on your
we
show.
Need with other stars.
Exactly.
That we have
her there. Exactly.
Jimmy Kimmel, of course, is the hardest working man in late night TV. I noticed that you were the only show on last week that was doing live shows. Everybody else was in reruns, but
well,
you were out there working it.
I will be counted among the kings of late night when the books are written.
I hear that's going to be true.
I understand.
Can there really be kings, though? Can't there only be one king?
Well, that's a good point. But if it's not you, then wouldn't you rather there be four or five kings?
I guess so.
Yeah. All right.
Do you watch The Bachelor? Do you guys watch this show?
I do not. Is this The Bachelor this year with the dude with the kid?
With the kid, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what happened. They put 25 women in the house, and then the guy has sex with like 8 of them.
Right.
And then he picks one, and he gets engaged, and they stay together for about 3 months, and they never speak to each other again.
Right.
And then women come back and watch it all over again and then cry while they're watching it.
Yep.
Well, this guy, apparently something weird is going to happen on the show tonight, which I don't know exactly what it is, but I have a pretty good source on what it is. And he's down to 2 bachelorettes.
Right.
And I'm not saying this is what's going to happen, but I heard that one of the bachelorettes he finds out has a penis.
Wow, what?
Are you serious?
And chooses that person?
And then he has to decide whether he and his son should keep her in her penis or not.
Is that true? Or are you making that up?
He's making that up. You're totally making that up.
That would be the best.
There's no way.
Damn.
It's a bad
he's totally screening. Making it up. But I will tell you that my wife watches that show, and she told me that they came on at the end of last week's show and said something so shocking happens on The Bachelor tonight
penis.
That they did it. They wouldn't do it in front of an audience. It's like a closed set for whatever the reveal is.
Yeah, you can't show an audience a woman's penis on television.
Jimmy brings that up because The Bachelor, Jason Mesnick, is another one of his guests, along with Evangeline Lilly and New Kids on the Block, by the way, on the Jimmy Kimmel Live Show.
That's
tonight.
For you guys, by the way.
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate that. It's nice. All right, speaking of shows, Jims,
yeah.
What do you think of this lineup for Kevin and Bean April Foolishness, April 3rd at the Gibson?
It's mediocre, but I think it'll be fine.
you think it'll work?
I think it should work. I mean, everybody will walk out and do jokes, and the people like them to laugh. If they don't, too bad they paid anyway, right?
Good point.
Well, when you put it that way.
That's their problem.
Right? I got to tell you, though, Jimmy, it was when we started selling the idea to the comedians, you were the first person. You said, absolutely, I would love to do it.
I was kidding. You guys never understand.
But we took it. But then we told everybody that, and then everybody else fell right into line.
Right. That's because I'm one of the kings of late night.
That's what I hear.
I do what I do.
That's correct.
So what, Joe Rogan's going to not do it if I'm doing it?
Because he's afraid of you.
Of course not. Of course
that's that's exactly what happened. Is we go to like Patton Oswalt's people, and he goes, Kevin and Bean, those guys are dicks. And then they tell him Jimmy Kimmel's on the bill. He's like, all right, I'll be there. So it really did work that way. So let me run it down for people who didn't get up last hour when we made the announcement. You got your Jimmy Kimmel on the lineup. You got Jay Moore, Kevin Nealon, Patton Oswalt, Joe Rogan, Ray Romano, Jeffrey Ross, Sarah Silverman, and Jimmy, you are also donating the best house band on TV. Cleto and the Cletones are going to be doing musical entertainment throughout the evening as well.
Yeah, they're excited about that, actually. So it's going to be fun.
They're so good. Now, are you bringing your desk? Did I hear that?
I am bringing my desk. I'm going to do something special, and you guys are going to be involved. I'm not going to go out there and just do a couple jokes and walk off. I have a special plan.
You do.
But I was thinking also, I was listening to the show this morning, would be really cool, and maybe you can make some calls. It would be great if we could get, like, if we could get Andy Rooney, a single spotlight on him, to babble incoherently for the last, like, hour and 45 minutes. And we'll see who can stick it out.
Yeah.
It'll
be a contest, and the winner would get something huge. And there wouldn't be anyone.
What did you think of that tape, Jimmy? Had you heard that before?
Well, you hear the same nonsense every week. I mean,
it's unbelievable.
It is
impressive that he manages to keep his job in this day where people get fired for being old or whatever, that they just let him go and go and go.
He and Larry King are just going to die that way, confused.
And on the air.
Tickets go on sale for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness to the public on Thursday at 5.
I don't want the public there.
What? If you are a K-Rock Street Team member, there'll be a little opportunity for you to buy those ahead of time. So make sure you sign up at krock.com. It is free. It only takes about a minute, and then you get the super secret email with the super secret password and be able to buy those tickets ahead of time. I don't know. Kevin's right, though, Jimmy. I don't know that we would have been able to get this thing off the ground if you had not signed on early. And thanks to you and thanks to Cleto, because we're raising money for Boarding for Breast Cancer. I think it's going to be a great night out there at the Gibson.
Well, selfish and to be serious for a second, I'm starting to grow breasts, and I'm worried that it might happen to me. So.
Really? Okay. So it's a benefit for you.
Yes. Exactly.
All right. Hey, Jimmy, do me a favor. Tomorrow when you have Charles Gibson from ABC World News and Lil Wayne, would you mind webcamming that so I can see the conversation backstage?
I'm trying to get Lil Wayne to rob him.
It wouldn't be difficult.
I get Charlie Gibson on auto-tune and see how he sounds.
That's a great idea. All right. Jimmy Kimmel Live, weeknights at 12:05 on ABC. We'll talk to you soon, pal. Thanks for coming on.
Guys.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes till 9 o'clock. Where'd Ralph just go?
Weren't we supposed to do showbiz?
Yeah,
here?
He just
and he just runs out the door. He's a scared.
Hey, a little inside baseball note here, though. So I don't do all the plugging for everything that's coming on, thanking the guests and all that stuff at the end of the showbiz beat anymore. Is that changing now? Because it sounds like that's what you're saying.
Oh, dude, I don't know.
Okay, well, we're just going to wing it and wing it badly then.
Do whatever you do. Do whatever you do. Talk about months, Andy, and just talk about ours in February and
you
slot machines.
You didn't get enough
machines.
Vacation time, right?
No, I was fine.
Did he?
I was good.
So you had to come back?
So angry.
About 3 hours ago. Wow. I was feeling great.
What happened then? What happened three hours ago?
I came back to work.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay.
Well, vacation is better than work, Ralph.
It's not me. It's not me at all. When I'm not here, I'm the greatest guy in the world.
Yeah.
So, geez, you're such an angry guy. No, I'm not. I was giddy for a week. I was picking flowers. I was helping old ladies across the street. I was giving money to charity. I was petting bunnies.
You were petting bunnies?
Yes.
Where'd you go to do that?
The bunny ranch.
Oh. Those
kind of bunnies. All right. 8:55. Time for the final showbiz beat for the morning. But, of course, if you don't know, we're on every afternoon from 5 till 6. And Ralph does another report just before 6 p.m. as well with the late-breaking showbiz news. But what do you got going on?
Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Tyler Perry's Madea Goes to Jail. Still number one.
Yep.
This is how it's going to be in Obama's America? I am not in favor.
White man's movie can't get seen anymore. Sorry,
Ralph. Why not? Tyler Perry's Madea Goes to Jail, number one at the box office with almost $13 million. Just behind that, the Jonas Brothers in their 3D concert experience is number two at the box office. What kind of world are we living in, people?
I don't know.
But
when it comes
world.
Down to Madea and the Jonas Brothers.
I thought the Jonas Brothers were going to make like 30 or 40 million.
I'm really shocked.
I really thought they were.
Slumdog Millionaire was number three. Taken, he's just not that into you. Street Fighter, Paul Blart, Mall Cop, Coraline, Confessions of a Shopaholic, and Fired Up. Sounds like the lineup at the Hell Octoplex. When you go to the movies in Hell,
there's an octoplex.
This is when you look up and you see what you can buy for in front of the ticket window. These are the movies that are listed. So please enjoy. Rumors about Rihanna and Chris Brown trying to patch things up apparently aren't rumors at all. Us Weekly magazine is reporting that the couple is together at Sean P. Diddy Puff Daddy Combs' Miami mansion this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good.
Well, at least he's taking it all seriously because they have photos of him on a jet ski outside Puff Daddy's mansion on the water there. So you can tell he is really committing himself to trying to work things out with her and talk things over.
Do we know if he either banged or beat up any other chicks in the couple of weeks that he was separated from Rihanna?
I don't think we have that info.
We don't have that info.
We don't have a spy tailing him, but this seems bad.
Yeah. You guys know Kyler Lee, actress on Grey's Anatomy? Hey.
Who does she play?
No.
I don't know, Lisa.
She's Meredith's little sister.
Oh, okay.
I believe it's Kyler. C-H-Y-L-E-R. Chyler? Chyler?
I think it might be Kyler.
Might be Yacht. All the letters are silent. Anyway, she and her husband are naming their third baby. It's going to be a girl. And they have already announced the baby's name before they've had the baby. Usually we have to wait for the baby to get the bad celebrity name.
Sure.
Now we're getting it pre-birth, which I think is helpful for those of us here in the entertainment news business.
Gives us more time to mock.
Exactly. Naming it after their favorite TV star and movie star, Jennifer Aniston. Aniston is her name.
Oh, not Jennifer.
Nope. Little Aniston K. Aniston is going to be her first name. Aniston.
I've heard worse.
Yeah, but not much.
Yeah. But her name's Kyler, C-H-Y.
Right, but
L-E-R. Yeah.
But doesn't she...
Aniston's actually better than that.
When do you stop the madness,
yeah,
Lisa?
Doesn't she curse her parents for that and when say, I'm not going to make that
mistake? No one ever does.
When do you break the cycle of horror?
No, I love my name. I'm so unique.
Aniston as a first name.
Yeah.
This is Washington Armenian Genocide.
Well, true.
You guys ready for Lisa Rinna in the pages of Playboy at 45?
Yep.
You ready?
Yep. Nope.com.
How are they going to have room for anything more than her lips?
Uh-oh. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Nice.
And those inner tubes on her face, too. What about those?
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh! Hey, what? Lisa Rinna will be appearing in the pages of Playboy or the plages.
Either one.
May. She'll be in the May issue.
F you, awesome you effing bitch.
Dr. Phil, take it easy.
Wow. A girl taking her clothes off.
Man, take it easy.
She says that she hopes that appearing at the age of 45 in Playboy will encourage other women to be proud of their bodies.
Nope.
No matter what their size or age.
That's not what that's going to do.
Nope.com.
They're going to look at that and go, I never looked like that in my whole life.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
She says she looks better now than she did when she was 34 when she first did her pictorial for Playboy. Which may be the case, but it isn't the case with other 45-year-old women. So let's not encourage them to be proud of their bodies and show them off no matter what their size or age.
Good point.
Let's encourage them to burka up.
That's what we say on the Kevin Beach show.
Right.
Burka up.
Take the message away.
I also can't get past her husband, Harry Hamlin, who's always asked about Lisa's lips, and he says, I never really noticed anything different about them. I don't know what people are talking about. They look fine to me.
Yeah. Sure, he
That's
has to
what
say
he
that.
Says, yes.
He has to. Plus those inner tubes on her face. What'd you call them from?
The inner tubes on her face?
Yeah.
That's what I call it. Face tubes.
Face tubes. Also,
Today's celebrity birthdays, Chris Martin of Coldplay, or Chris Martin, if you're Dave King of Mexico. He is 32 years old today. Rapper and actor Method Man turns 38. Amber Smith, legendary model, actress, and of course, most recently, you've seen her on Celebrity Rehab and Sober House. She is 38 years old today.
I'm going to need to change my pants.
Daniel Craig, James Bond, is 41. He's a pretty good looking 41, by the way.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
41, he looks like that.
Yeah.
That's not right. John Bon Jovi of Bon Jovi is 47, and singer Eddie Money celebrates his 60th birthday today. And, of course, as we mentioned, in case you missed the news, the new Eddie Money musical, Two Tickets to Paradise, will be debuting this summer. So I'll keep you posted.
That's great. I hope we get a story a day.
I'll probably be doing my broadcast live from Long Island in June when it's there, because I will be there in the opening
Hope that works out for you.
Yes.
Oh, no, it isn't so. Don't say that.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph, and thanks to all of our special guests on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, including our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. That's the website. The TV show is TMZ Television. It airs weeknights at Channel 11 at 6:30. And thanks to the great Jimmy Kimmel for joining us. Another outstanding program tonight. We call him the Good Jimmy. Evangeline Lilly is his guest, along with Bachelor Jason Mesnick and New Kids on the Block. That's at 12:05 on ABC. Thanks to Jim's.
All right, this afternoon, Cinco de la Tarde, we are going to talk about your celebrity sex pass list. Everybody has one of those where you go, sure. Well, listen, if it was so-and-so, I could understand that you...
My wife and I have that. I have Eddie Money on top of mine.
You don't have that list.
I do, yeah. If I meet Eddie Money and he's willing to give it a go, I get a pass.
All right. He would probably tell you that he would have sex with you and then just leave you at the hotel and forget to show up.
He's got one ticket to paradise. That's all I care about.
That's right.
Wiggity, wiggity, whoa, wiggity, wiggity. Okay, I don't know how that's helpful this afternoon at all, but thank you very much, sir. We got a big hour for you. In fact, we made an announcement this morning that I think bears repeating, don't you, Kevin? Something we've never done before. We did something on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show that we almost never do, and that's promise an announcement, make an announcement, and people are not disappointed.
And here it is.
Hey, party people, Kevin and Bean here. We were just thinking, what if you could take all of our favorite comedians that we have on our show and put them on stage together for one night live?
What? All of the best comedians.
One after another, one night, one show.
One night.
Friday, April 3rd.
It's an amphitheater.
One show.
The first annual Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness.
Performing live on stage.
Joe Rogan.
Fear Factor guy. That guy does comedy? Oh, let's go. Fear Factor!
Jimmy Kimmel.
Man, I'm good.
Jay Moore.
Why you gotta talk about minorities, Jay Moore?
The first annual
Kevin and Bean.
April Foolishness.
Give it up for the Roastmaster General, Jeffrey Ross!
How is it possible that Courtney Love looks worse than Kurt Cobain?
Sarah Silverman.
Hi, this is Sarah Silverman, and I have diarrhea.
I want to keep it rolling. I want to bring out the next comic here.
Patton Oswalt.
I'm going to fill your hoo-ha.
Kevin Nealon.
Hi, this is Kevin Nealon, big star.
And Ray Romano.
You should have known that.
It's Kevin and Bean's first annual April Foolishness, Friday night, April 3rd at the Gibson Amphitheater. Jimmy Kimmel, also Jay Moore, Kevin Nealon, Patton Oswalt, Joe Rogan, Ray Romano, Jeffrey Ross, and Sarah Silverman. Tickets go until Thursday at 5, but you can get yours early in the K-Rock presale. Go to krock.com for details.
Proceeds benefit boarding for breast cancer.
Big night of comedy.
I can't wait.
It's going to be very funny. A lot of those guys can sell this place out, so it's pretty cool that they're doing it for free for charity.
Yeah.
We're able to keep the cost relatively low. I mean, considering $25 in the mezzanine.
That's awesome.
Plus the $700 of Ticketmaster charges.
Sure.
There is
so
that.
$725.
Well, right.
Fortunately, we can't do much about that. But we're doing our part to keep it low.
Loge is $45, orchestra is $65, and we have a fancy pants section. That's where we're putting seats right up there in the pit so that you could be right up close, because there's not a lot of moshing at comedy shows.
Not so much.
So you'll want to sit down. So we're going to put seats there. You also get backstage parking, and you get a one-hour party with the Kevin and Bean Show. Pretty exciting, I know.
Woo-hoo.
And you get a Fancy Pants t-shirt. Then that's for $99 plus the $700 Ticketmaster charges.
So
they start at $25, go all the way up to the Fancy Pants section right in front of the stage at $99. Any way you slice it, for this much entertainment in one night, it is a great, great night of comedy. I just can't believe. I mean, we've been lucky that we've had all of these people on our show many times, and we've kind of built up some relationships, and they're very generous with donating their time to help us raise money for Boarding for Breast Cancer. But Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Moore, Kevin Nealon, Patton Oswalt, Joe Rogan, Ray Romano, Jeffrey Ross, Sarah Silverman, Jimmy Kimmel Live's house band Cleto and the Cleetones, best damn house band on television, by the way, is going to be there performing for us all night as well. It's just a terrific night. When do tickets go on sale for this, by the way?
Thursday evening, Thursday at 5. Okay. Thursday at 5.
Thursday at 5. All
right. Thursday at 5, unless you're a street team member for K-Rock, and then you can get them a little early.
A little earlier?
Yeah.
Nice.
So go to krock.com if you'd like that, and we can give away a pair right now to caller 20. at 1-800-520-1067. If you would like to join us for the first annual Kevin and Bean April Foolishness, call now. Good luck.
Just announced on this morning's show, Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness, April 3rd at the Gibson Amphitheater. It's an all-star night of comedy. Go to krock.com for all the details. You definitely don't want to miss that. All right, here's the way it works. My wife and I have an understanding. We've been married a long time, and of course, you know, we're faithful to one another, but she knows that in the event that I have the chance to hit it, you know, with Betty White, I get a pass. I can do Betty White, and there's nothing she can say about it because she knows how much I love Betty White. She's my favorite Golden Girl.
Betty White, for those of you that don't recognize the name, it's because she's 7,000 years old.
For all of you who don't recognize the
name. That's correct.
And is hot. So that's my sex pass. Is Betty? I got Betty White and Zac Efron. Those are the two of my sex pass. But I guess every person in a committed relationship has that list of those that they're allowed to do if they get the chance.
But
right?
Don't you think that most of these are because the significant other knows there's not a chance in hell?
All of these are because of that.
So on the online dating website, matchmaker.com, they have put a list down of all the guys, you know, who their pass is, and the girls who their pass is. The guys top, you know, five: Eva Mendes, Penelope Cruz, Halle Berry, Jennifer Aniston, Angelina Jolie.
An excellent list.
Sure.
No complaints there.
The girls top five is Matthew McConaughey, Brad Pitt, Will Smith, George Clooney, Johnny Depp.
Absolutely.
You can see that. Yeah. Hugh Jackman is at number six. Sean Connery is at number seven.
What?
Whoa.
Sean Connery is number seven on the list.
Have they heard him?
He's 80. Isn't he 80?
He's number seven on the list, B.
That's ridiculous.
Who's he ahead of?
He's ahead of Patrick Dempsey.
What?
Tom Cruise.
Dreamy?
Justin Timberlake. Bruce Willis.
Oh, come on. No, come on. BS.
All of those people.
Huh.
All right. Let's find out more about this. We have the Oscar-winning actor, Mr. Sean Connery, on the line with us right now from his home in Scotland. Hey, Sean.
Good afternoon, Chris and Rihanna. How are you two lovebirds doing?
Oh. Well, Sean, I just can't believe this list from Matchmaker.com. Had you heard about this, that you're seventh on the list of the sex pass list for women?
I'm only seventh?
Yeah.
Well, that's rather disappointing.
Well, but I mean, you got people like Matthew McConaughey and Hugh Jackman considerably younger than you. That makes sense that they would be higher up on the list.
Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah.
Listen, you have to dress your like a bong in order to get him to f*** you. That's the only way he'd do it. You pubic hair, you should have pot growing out of your
Okay.
That's the only way you get Matthew McConaughey down there, ladies. Trust me.
Sean, we're going to have to watch the language, if you don't mind, because...
And Hugh Jackman.
Yes, he's ahead of you.
Did you watch the Oscars?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
You see him prancing about on the stage?
Yes.
What a sucker that fellow is.
He enjoys musical theater, but apparently he's very heterosexual and very happily married.
Plus, he's Australian.
Right.
They all f*** each other in the ass down there.
I don't think that's true.
It's a prison colony. Sake, that's all they know. Trading cigarettes for
You can't have any complaints about a guy like Brad Pitt. He's 40 years younger than you, and everybody acknowledges he's a great-looking dude.
I saw Brad Pitt in his last film. He looked like he was all wrinkled, and he was running glasses.
No,
he was scrawny. He looked like a retarded... fetus or something.
That was special effects. Sean, that wasn't him.
Well, he needs a better special effects team then. When I get a makeup team in there, they make me look better.
What about number three on the list, Will Smith? No it's about him. Oh, come on, Sean.
Oh, right. He's not. My fault.
Well, he's a great looking dude,
mean what?
He's a great looking goon.
Who's laughing behind you there, Sean?
That's my manservant Omar.
Oh, okay.
Down here in my house in the Bahamas.
I see, okay.
All right, how about number two, George Clooney?
Oh, so gay.
Come
what?
On,
he's not at all gay.
He's gay.
What are you talking about?
Him and Dr. McC, the one you were talking about before.
Patrick Dempsey.
Patrick Dempsey,
oh,
right?
They never stop each other, right?
George Clooney has a string of some of the hottest women in Hollywood that he's had as his girlfriends.
Yeah,
come on.
He does their hair. They're all friends. They get together and they watch I Just Don't Think She's That Into You, whatever the that movie was.
All right, what about Johnny Depp? He's
stinks.
He's number one. What?
Oh, does he smell bad? The mother had to move to France to blend in.
I don't think that's why he moved.
He smells like
Well, the ladies love him is the point,
because
though.
They've never smelled him. If he made films in smell-o-vision, he'd never have a career. Because everyone would say, oh, my God, did someone in my shoe? No, that's just Johnny Depp up on the screen.
So, Sean, you're not surprised.
That's what smells like a turd wrapped in a sock.
You're not surprised you're in the top 10. You think you should be higher.
I should be one.
Wow.
That's what I should be, but number one.
All right.
And by the way, Bean, I heard you talking. I f***ed Betty White once.
Oh, no. You're so lucky.
I wasn't really. I got down to a and it fossilized.
Okay.
It was like Jurassic Park. Her was encased in amber.
Okay, that's fine, Sean. That's fine. Well, congratulations on making the matchmaker.
She had a like a dinosaur.
She's old. We understand
it. It was bony and dusty.
All right. Nice talking to you this afternoon, Mr. Carver.
I found a sarcophagus in her.
All right. Bye-bye, sir.
She is not a young woman.
We got the cards, the letters, the emails, the death threats. We're not doing the showbiz beat today because, ladies and gentlemen, Ralph Garman is back from vacation. Yay! Come on.
Thank you so much.
Welcome, Ralph. We very much missed you last week, in the morning and in the afternoon.
It's good to be missed, and it's good to be back.
Liar.
And it's good that my machine isn't working, just like old times.
Look,
oh, there we go.
Anything.
Hi, how are you?
Well, you think we got better since you left?
Obviously not. I don't know what I was thinking. Oh, sad news for all our fans in China. All the K-Rock listeners in China.
Do we have a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oasis has canceled all their tour dates in China.
Really?
How come?
They were going to do a Chinese tour April 3rd in Beijing, or Beijing. That's how we learned to say it during the Olympics, right?
Right.
And Shanghai Grand Stage on April the 5th. But they have canceled their dates with no explanation as to why they were canceling.
Hmm. Oh, I was expecting the story would have that China wouldn't allow them in because they're...
Wow, this was Oasis. Interesting. The Oasis saying, forget it.
What that's about?
So, yeah, bad news for all our Chinese listeners, but
wow.
We're trying to get Amy Winehouse for you there to do Coachella out there for you, so maybe, maybe that'll work. Speaking of Amy, you know, she had a 71-day vacation in the island of St. Lucia.
Yeah, everybody thought she pretty much moved there.
71 days. Was her vacation, but she's back in England, and she's rested, and she's ready.
Where are you getting that from?
She got into a fight on the plane leaving her vacation. That's how we know she's back to her old self.
Excellent.
Apparently, she had to be pulled off another passenger she was fighting with in the air because, and I quote, he gave her the eye.
Well, you gotta defend your honor if someone gives you the eye, Ralph. You can't just let that fly.
You do have no choice.
Is that like the fish eye? Is that what that is?
Oh, the stink eye?
The stink eye, yeah.
I don't know whether it was the stink eye with a full stink or whether it was just the eye. Just says here in the story that he gave her the eye.
Huh. What?
And so they broke up the fight midair, but she got to London, she stepped off the plane and declared to everyone waiting, I love London more than anyone in the world.
Okay. Why?
And then she did a face plant. I'm guessing. She's, I don't know. I don't know about that
best.
Part.
She is the best. Guys, I am more likely to be the MMA champion of the world than Amy Winehouse is to appear at Coachella in April. It's just not going to happen.
First of all, is going to be there. And second of all, she's going to be there.
So you're guaranteeing it.
That's correct.
You have a money-back guarantee,
nope.
Kevin, saying that she will be there. Well, that's good to know. And let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? We do it every Monday. Tyler Perry's Madea Goes to Jail. Still number one movie in America. Almost $13 million made it. Jonas Brothers' 3D concert experience only made about $12.5 million.
That was a crappy weekend, wasn't
it? They've got to be so disappointed.
Yeah, especially the eyebrow one. He's got to be really upset.
What,
Dale? Because he was going to count on this money to get an eyebrowectomy.
Is that right?
Oh, now he's not going to be able to afford it.
Wow. The little lead singer, the Mexican one, was going to go look for his real parents with the cash.
That's right. They all had plans.
And that chick that plays the drums, she had big
they
plans.
They all had plans for the big box office money. Slumdog Millionaire was third at the box office this weekend, capitalizing on his Oscar buzz. Taken was number four. He's Just Not That Into You, number five. Street Fighter was number six. $5.7 million for Street Fighter. I think they were expecting a better turnout for that film as well. Paul Blart Mall Cop was number seven. Coraline Confessions of a Shopaholic and Fired Up, rounding out your top ten at the box office this week.
Has Paul Blart passed $100 million?
Because,
oh, yeah.
I think, yes, it's done well. Well past that.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
My people rule. Back to you.
I want to see the Seth Rogen.
Yeah, me too.
Alexi.
Better.
Observe and protect.
How could it not be better?
whatever the hell it's called. Of course it's going to be better.
Yes.
Tim. Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays today, shall we? Chris Martin of Coldplay turns 32 years old today. By the way, that rumored feud between Bono and Coldplay.
The rumor that you started?
All rumors, people. Stop talking about it. Why do I have to set you straight all the time?
The rumor that
with
you
the
mentioned?
Correct information.
Because you said this morning.
I would that, never.
That they were in a knockdown, drag-out fight.
People were talking about it, and I had to set the record straight.
That's not how
again.
I remember it.
It's true. Method Man, rapid.
Huh?
Method Man, let me try that again. Rapper and actor is 38 years old today. Model Amber Smith also turns 38. Daniel Craig, James Bond. I like the Bond you guys were talking to better.
He's got a bit of a potty mouth.
That was interesting. 41 years old today. John Bon Jovi is 47. And Eddie Money, greatest rocker ever in the history of rock music. Eddie Money turns 60 years old today. Happy birthday.
That's just
Eddie.
Stupid.
It's the greatest.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yep. That's what it is.
It is. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.